Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The razz everywhere is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash of me that'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's joining us here live in the forum tonight. It is Friday night. It is June 22nd, 2012. And of course, it is remix time. It is the summer solstice. It's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. Of course, you know we're going to be doing Movie Madness Part 2 with Brother Panic tonight, right here, live in the forum. So first, I want to say welcome to all of our guests who are out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. If this is your very first time listening to The Remix, we are so glad to have you here and welcome you to come on over and join us. So it's a couple of ways that you can actually come on over and join us and listen in on the show. You can call in and listen by calling 646-652-2711. That's the number to call to get you right on in and listen on the phone. Or if you wanted to come on over, join us in the chat room, you can do that. The Remix family is all there, and they will surely make you feel welcome. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and the chat room is open. If you're a guest, you can click the button at the very bottom, sign up. Click it right there, sign up, come on in, tell us who you are, and the Remix family will just welcome you. Well, it's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. I am so excited. This couldn't be a better time. So many amazing things are going on. We're going to take care of a couple of those, and then we're going to get right into the share. I believe Brother Panic will be doing Q&A tonight, taking your questions. Of course, he's going to continue his breakdown with the Movie Madness and all of those great things. So for all of your occult needs, anything that you need to get in touch when it comes to dealing with the occult, all you have to do is reach out and email Brother Panic by emailing him at panicpack@hotmail.com. Don't forget, going on next month, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be making his way down to the ATL, and Brother Panic will be hosting Brother Wayne Chandler there also. And to find out more about that, if you're thinking about going, you have enough time to get the information, get yourself in line to go, and just email Brother Panic at AlanaLectures@hotmail.com. So some great things going on, lots of information. Don't forget that you can download this show and all of the other Remix shows just by coming on over and download. You can download from right here on the Remix, or you can take yourself over to iTunes and download. You can download straight to your computer, but just make sure that you do download. I want to give a big shout out to the UK because the UK is in the house tonight. Brazil is in the house tonight. We also have Japan in the house tonight. Amsterdam in the house tonight. Always good to have them in the house tonight. And all parts of Africa as well listening. And everyone else, New Zealand and anywhere else, the land down under, Australia. If I forgot you guys, I know you've been reaching out to me all week. It is so good to know that you guys are out there and you're listening. So good to have you in the house. Now, I want to say the readings have been amazing this week. So I've really enjoyed connecting with each and every one of you in the sessions this week, with more sessions to come. Thank you to everyone who's purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. If you don't know about that, head on over to www.msmissblueblast.com, and you can find out about the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It has been life-changing to so many, and you guys have been downloading it, and I thank you very much for all of the wonderful feedback that this has made. Also, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, yes, still going worldwide, baby, all over. And so everyone is getting their decks and enjoying their decks and working with their Kim deck, the cards, the Know Your Magic Oracle cards that really just help to tune you up and get you in the know, in the now, with your magic, building those psychic muscles. Now, I want to say this. I am so glad and so happy to announce, and I'll say it again, the Kim business class is full. So for those of you who know, we've been talking about the classes going on in the Kundalini Lab, the first class, the Kim business class, the business of self, this class is full. But I want to say thank you to everyone because we're still getting emails. Everyone is still still sending emails about getting in the class. Know that I'm going to keep all of that information, and when we have the next class, we'll send that information out. But for right now, the Kim business class is full. It was full immediately right after we opened it up and just went through that process there. So congratulations. I cannot wait. We've been working with you guys already, getting set up with the class. So know that the class is going to be a three-week class, and the Kim business class, the Know Your Magic class, is going to be amazing. And I'm excited to work with each and every one of you. We all are. So now we're going to get ready to dance a little bit, play a little bit of music, and, of course, we're going to bring Brother Panic on, and he's going to do his thing. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you to call as well to get into the phone lines. Let's get ready. Let's move around a little bit. Let's see. We're going to hear something a little fun. This has been going on a little bit all over the country, so we'll jam to it a little bit here as we continue. Let's see what we can play here. Here we go. We're going to hear something nice and fun. This is the time of the year. I'm so glad to be here with you guys. It's Friday night, and you're live in the remix with your host, of course, Miss Blue. Oh, yeah. Sun shower, just the sign of the power. Bring me love and you. right, everyone. Peace and greetings and welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix tonight. Let's go ahead. We're going to bring Brother Panic on as we get ready to get started and get into the movie madness share tonight. Peace, Brother Panic.
Hey, peace. What's going on, Miss Blue?
Peace. Good to have you in the house for part two of the movie madness. Everyone is here. Ready for the share tonight. Yes.
Well, this sounds like a plan. This sounds like a plan indeed. So, alrighty. As we all know, or as we all should know, we started last week, and if you haven't heard last week's show, you're really wasting your time listening to this week's show, because last week's show, I gave a lot of background, did it last Sunday, I gave a lot of background and understanding on the approach to mind control, mentality, stereotype, ritual, all of these little things that are constantly going on in the movies, these war tactics that are actually happening to you, happening to us through the media, well, through the media in general, but through the media movie in particular, how these movies are nothing but light and sound, which make them spiritual, which therefore make them able to impact you on a greater level than just your emotional level, even though your emotional level is what they're trying to first impact to trigger something. But the better version of movies are trying to have a conversation with your DNA without you even knowing it. In mm-hmm. your DNA, it is built to rise. It is built here, and it innately knows the process of fall, resurrection, and learning. Your conscious mind just thinks learning is something that you've come to enjoy or pick a category at this point. Christianity, Islam, the Moors, you name it, you just come to say, well, that's my form of learning. But at the core of anything you could possibly get into is basically the rise, and it's constantly looking for light. So the format of any story, for it to be a story, must have three parts, beginning, middle, and end. But ultimately, each story, no matter what it is, must present you with a problem, and then you must get to that solution. So knowing that format alone is in sync with your DNA, in sync with your chakra story, in sync with your Kundalini story. So you will relate to it, or they will make it relatable to you, whether you know it or not. While you're sitting there going, but that's all white people, and that's a white
right.
thing. It ain't,
right.
That's just your conscious mind. They hope you say that, because the more
right.
you say that, the more you think it has nothing to do with you, and you let your guard down. When you symbolically understand that all of these stories are talking about you, all of these love stories that they constantly have are about you and about your story between you and a black woman, then you're able to take control, because you at least consciously know they're making a statement about you every time you walk in the movie. You get what I'm saying? You don't get to be mad at Thor being a white man when he's just a white man masquerading as your black ass. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So once you understand that Thor is you, you then begin to take control of whatever it is they're trying to manipulate, because you understand that they can't pull the wool over your eyes. You're pulling the wool over your own eyes, being dismissive and not identifying with the core of the story, worrying about the surface level. You get what I'm saying? And they deal with the surface level. They'll put a white person in your spot just for the sake of putting a white person in your spot, but you need to understand it's your spot. So what I went into is in detail, and what I need you to know today to either remind you if you heard last week, or you need to at least know this to make some sort of sense of what's going to happen today. That we need to understand what they're trying. See, before there was a movie, we as the ancient people of this planet understood this concept. Movies are not the first time this concept came into play. This concept is an industry, is a brand all around the world called mythology. And we told these mythology stories because they were the moving version or the story version of your DNA, of your energies and how they interplay. First told you in story form, then as you grew older, explained to you as how it relates to you, how it relates to the cosmos, and how it relates to your situation now here, and that real fight that you're always hearing in mythology, good over evil, is the fight against humanity and your rise.
Right.
So this format, this ancient wisdom of telling these types of stories with this undeniable format, there must be a good guy, there must be a hero, there must be a love interest, and there must be a situation. That's not new white shit. That's from that's straight out of our shit. So them understanding that and we not understanding that, they're able to manipulate us with imagery, and they're able to manipulate us with telling our story of our DNA, therefore talking to our ancient archetype, the archetype of the hero that you know you are. What is the hero? What is the path of the hero? The path of the hero, there's many different archetypes of a hero. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And in fact, Kef did a whole lecture on the called the archetype of the hero, where he said there's this reluctant hero, which you'll see Bruce Willis do all the time. Oh, I can't believe this has happened to me again. But he eventually pulls it off, even though he doesn't want to. And he tells you through the movie, all I want to do is go home and smoke a pack of cigarettes. But he's still flying off the buildings and saving this reluctant hero. There's this aggressive, arrogant hero, which was Paul was, who need to Thor needed to learn a lesson to become humble. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's this old
hero.
There's this old hero, been there, done that, which was Alan Quatermain in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. He was chilling in Africa.
We need
to bring you out of retirement. You get what I'm saying? So this is the archetype in your DNA, all from mythology. You get what I'm saying? Perseus, this force hero in Clash of the Titans. They killed my mother. They killed my father. And I am now in this situation where I am forced to be the hero and still reluctant. I don't want to use the sword of Thor and all this of Zeus and all the rest of this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then there's just the badass hero that just kicks ass and takes names, Indiana Jones. You get what I'm saying? So there's different versions of the hero, and they're trying to get into those archetypes. This is the plight of your humanity. It is called the journey of the hero. That's why you're here. So that's why they're doing this thing, because what they're trying to do is step into your archetype. This is a DNA thing we're talking about.
Right.
This ain't regular
exploitation
to make you look funny with a pie on your head. They did all of that already. We protested, but you know what I'm saying? They eventually got to where they at now. This is about DNA. You know what I'm saying? Before it was good guys wear white and bad guys wear black. Mario Van Peebles and Gordon Parks and they done finished that off for us. Get what I'm saying? They done dealt with that. They gave you Shaft. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, get up out after fucking, get up out of bed and tell a chick, catch you later, I'm eating a potato. And just bounce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cool motherfuckers. You get what I'm saying? Exploit him like a motherfucker. But at least you said, for that time, you're like, these are some bad motherfuckers walking out the train station to that goddamn Isaac Hayes shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exploit him
like
a motherfucker. But you get the point. So so what they're doing now is trying to, they got sophisticated enough to speak to your subconscious. And how do you combat that? You know what I'm saying? A couple of the brothers who came to help with the lectures, I want to thank them. There's a couple of brothers that popped by the crib. You know, I don't want to give the workload to one guy. But both of these brothers said, shit, we ain't got no TV in the crib. I said, goddamn, niggas, what the hell do y'all niggas do? You know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying? Yo, what are y'all reading? Shit, nigga, we got a hot tub. Me and the wife just be in the hot tub and shit, and I'm like, shit, man, there ain't that much goddamn hot tub in the world. You know what I'm saying? I need something. You know what I'm saying? The new Batmans and shit coming out. You know what I'm saying? So I corrupted him. I hope his wife don't hear. Yo, nigga, you need to watch this True Blood with me real quick. When that nigga said, what's True Blood? I said, oh, nigga, you about to eat meat again and everything fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? You're like, But one of the things I did get in a conversation with them about was how, and I'm not saying for people to turn on their TV. If you threw your TV away and you content with that, by all means, be content with that.
Right.
But what I do hear from people is they feel like this TV is this all-powerful beast that once you turn it on, you'll be fucking back in church.
Now, we need...
I'm not saying these brothers said that, but the conversation came up. Let's say that. The conversation came up, and one of the things we talked about, so you got to remember, you conscious.
Right.
Even if you wouldn't be, there's nothing that's going to unconscious you. The only thing that could unconscious you is you. You get what I'm saying? Because I remember that kind of thing happened to people think they're going to eat the wrong meat, or sniff the wrong chemtrail, and they'll be back where they started. No, the mere fact that before you knew there was such a thing bad called TV or meat or vaccines or the Illuminati, the long list that you can that you have, you became conscious while on all of that shit.
Right.
The mere fact that you became conscious while all this was happening, conscious enough to cut certain bullshit out your life, you're supposed to. You get what I'm saying? That's a part of consciousness.
Right.
But you are beyond that. The TV can no longer hurt you. You are beyond that. When your hand shows like this, I'm doing them not just for indulging myself and making me seem like I know something that you don't know. Because everything I tell you is how to do what I do and do it better. Not just I'm going to do it and show you what the signs of breaking
shit down.
I could do that all day and make motherfuckers really look confused. You wouldn't know your left hand from your right hand, but that's not what it's about. It's about empowering you. These TV, as long as you're conscious and you know you're conscious, consciousness is what protects you. Your subconscious is looked at as set. Your conscious is actually harvest. And your conscious mind is the active part of you that's trying to reprogram your old self, which is set. It's not evil in the classic way. So set represents nothing but urges. You know what I'm saying? If you had the way of your subconscious mind, you'll be walking around naked just farting, spitting on white people's hair. You get what I'm saying? Doing whatever you want to do, eating whatever you want to eat. Why? Because you're a god. You know what I'm saying? You're a king.
Right.
You're a queen. You're a goddess. But Horus represents the trials and tribulation you have to go to earn the throne again. So basically, this whole process of coming down here, containing yourself, refining yourself, so you can refocus your power to become the new God. You get what I'm saying? So Set is evil in the context of him being the old you, not in the Satan versus the devil evil, meaning that it's old. You get what I'm saying? That's how you rule the cosmos before. When you go through a process like this, the cosmos and the only law in the universe is constant change. This is how the rulers of the universe continue to rule the universe and continue to initiate change through the process of the diamond. So that coal or melanin has to go under pressure to become the new light, which is a diamond, the diamond man. This is a form of alchemy. So we are supposed to be going through all of this. We have to go through this. And this, and your conscious mind, what you can bring to consciousness, that's why you call yourself conscious folks, becomes the material you use from Horus. And you are extracting it from the subconscious mind. So what they're trying to do is feed the, and the subconscious mind still dictates the conscious mind. They're brothers. You got to read The Tale of Two Brothers. Google that. Set in Horus. You get what I'm saying? The Tale of Two Brothers. There's a picture with Horus in the front and Set in his back as one. because it represents the subconscious and the hot and the conscious. What is Satan, ye get behind me, and what it is you think you know, which later became good versus evil. You controlling the devil. You get what I'm saying? Or
right.
Jesus riding on top of the ass just represents your consciousness riding on top of your old self. It is what carries you, like the subconscious mind does. It is what carries you, but you are trying to control and you are trying to you are trying to revamp what it is you were into something new. So if you understand that's the core or one of the big things that you're doing here, then you need to understand why the movies have been such a powerful war element against you. Such a powerful war element against you, because what it does, it allows people to talk to that part of you that you haven't even realized. That's what all the meditations are for. That's what all the
right.
readings are for. That's what all
right.
the herb packs are for. That's what all the
right.
lectures are for. That's what all the Tai Chi, Chi Kong Do's and Qi Gongs are for. That's what all the tantric sex is for. That's what all
right.
the candles are for. That's what all these things are for, to start manipulating the subconscious mind to take control over the devil, which is the shit that will have you doing evil. If you did what you wanted to do, it'd be a full blown riot out this motherfucker.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
It would. Yes,
that's the devil. That's the evil. That's the evil that you're trying
yeah.
to do on a certain level. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
on a certain
right.
level. That's the evil. So what refines you is what they tell you in the movies, your frontal lobe. He ain't got no frontal lobe, so this nigga just wild out. Well, the frontal lobe represents Horus. That's why,
right.
again, the Horus is in the front, Set is in the
mm-hmm.
back, which is called what? The medulla oblongata.
Right.
The reptilian brain.
Yes.
The reptilian's brain or reptile's brain only goes up to what we have as the first circuit of our brain, which is the medulla oblongata, your primal self. So we live
mm-hmm.
in primal urges, which is actually represented by the Necronomicon. If we live
right.
in primal urges, we'll just be doing what we want to do, running around on some bath salt shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And let me just know this. If you conscious, you see a nigga walking towards you licking his lips with a bib on, you know what I'm saying? These days, you know what I'm saying? With a knife and fork and some seasoned salt, your ass better get it going.
Yeah.
Your ass better get it going. You know what I'm saying? We in zombie town, nigga. True blood for real. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Alice, revolution, you know what I'm saying? This shit is on. So the subconscious mind is what it is you're trying to tame and what it is you're trying to impact. That's actually a fight. You get what I'm saying? So we don't know this is our fight. What
mm-hmm.
we're busy trying to do is work on our conscious mind and deal with what we call morals. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hotep sister,
right.
Hotep brother, she's the
right.
goddess. Everything she says is wonderful. He's the king.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he ain't doing shit, but trying to figure out for the last 30 years how to sell these fucking cocoa mango incense, he's still a king.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that shit don't add up. Our kids are
right.
wonderful. Fuck that. They are not wonderful. Your kids as a concept is wonderful. But if you think those are kids coming back, you got another thing coming. Those are grown-ass people fucking recycled, which will drive you fucking absolutely mad. Mad
right.
if you don't put your pimp hand down, and that's for real. And we can fake like we want, like we love these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers will eat Oreos for dinner if you let them. Ain't nothing divine. They just another motherfucking human just decided to choose you as some parents for your dysfunction. Get what I'm saying? And they have their own path. No matter how conscious you may be, if they came down here to be a prostitute, that's what they came to be. That's a reality. Now, the idea here is we need to understand that this is our fight. That's what I'm going on. We need to understand how important it is, because I've seen people, why the cold movies ain't nothing. We need to get down to this magic. Are you fucking mad? That's
wow.
probably one of the best things you
yes.
can do
yes.
here. because what it does, it gives you the calisthenics, because ultimately your dreams come the same. Your movies ain't nothing but your dreams, and your dreams come the same way as movies. So eventually you're supposed to be getting down to your dreams. You're supposed to be decoding your life. You're supposed to be doing some spiritual work, and the spiritual, the way the spirit talks in subtle languages are meant to be decoded, because this is your work down here. Ain't nobody supposed to be doing your work down here. You are supposed to be figuring out what this and that means. So movies are the same apparatus. They're using the same spiritual method, the same spiritual apparatus. So these could fuck you up spiritually. That's what they're going for. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going for. So now you need to get more in detail. You definitely need to hear last week's show. And you know what I'm saying? You're really going to spoil it if you haven't heard it, because what we're going to do, what I've been doing is now we're at the portion where I'm going through the movies. And because I'm not going to break down every detail of every movie, I'm giving out a movie list so you could kind of look and kind of say for yourself. The idea of this whole decoding of movies and the mad and the bullshit is basically so you could walk through into a movie theater empowered and conscious, knowing certain key things to look for to get you in the area of what it is that where they're going and what it is they're trying to say. Now, based upon you being conscious and aware of something, it no longer can enter your subconscious mind. And that's what I was going when I was saying about if you got rid of your TV based upon the EM, the EM waves, you know, more power to you. More power to you. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking to the people who are still watching their TV, but maybe just on the fence or not sure, or even those who feel nervousness about it. If you made the decision because that's your lifestyle, I'm totally behind you. You know, you're saying 100%. I just won't be at your house for Thanksgiving. You get what I'm saying? But I'm totally behind you. Now, if there's a fear that somehow is doing something to you, it would have already done it, and you would not have been conscious. You would just be another nigga watching Tyler Perry if you didn't have the fortitude to bust through that mind control. So if they're sending low EM waves, they're sending low frequency sound, that will fuck up the humans, but not you, or it would have fucked up you. And they don't just do that on the TV. There's times in New York, you walk around outside and hear low frequency sounds.
You can hear it. It's everywhere.
Smells, right. You'll hear beeps, chimes.
Yep.
You will smell smells in the whole of New York City that you know is coming from some shit. You get what I'm saying? So so if you wouldn't be conscious. You know what I'm saying? So I'm talking from the place of not being scared. You get what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep giving you a little synopsis and a little understanding of these movies, and we'll see if we get the question and answer, because we still got like 3-4 pages left. Where I left I left off with a movie, and I'll pick it up from there, called Earthsea, where I told everyone Danny Glover was in it playing a Moor. And if Bobby Hemmett put me up on this. Excellent movie about magic, and in the end, the movie shows that he was fighting this enemy the whole time, and the enemy was himself. The same thing I just got finished discussing. The enemy was himself. So that is a movie called Earthsea. Now, picking up, these are all continuing from where we left off. There's a movie called Night Watch. It's a European movie, but a European Matrix movie. They also did one called Day Watch, which I didn't watch. You could get Night Watch, and I remember in Night Watch, the darkness wins. It was that whole story about them trying to save this child from the darkness. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So, and then the darkness wins. Because you'll find as a theme in movies, they always want to keep it separated. And that's based upon religion. You know, the darkness dark and the lightness, the light with the light. They never want to mix them together, or they show that it's a fight. And, of course, this light always wins. And
right.
But you understand in the religious aspect of it, you would think, like, well, this is fucked up. But what it is, what we're really doing is, before it got all religified, misconstrued, corrupt, and mm-hmm. used as a weapon against you, what we're doing
right.
is bringing darkness into the light.
Yes.
Darkness into the light. They say it in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Out of darkness comes
mm-hmm.
light.
Light.
Out of darkness
mm-hmm.
comes light. So what they're talking about is a process. Out of coal comes diamonds. It's a
mm-hmm.
process. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
they make it as this classic war of good and evil. But when there's this child born, and this child just represents you born on earth, or your consciousness really, born on earth. And it must, and Harry Potter is the perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, they'll tell you all through the movie. From the first one, they said there was a wand with a phoenix feather in it. And of course,
mm-hmm.
the phoenix rises from the ashes, born anew. So they said the phoenix only gave two feathers. One was to Tom Riddle, which was Voldemort, and the other one went to Harry, which these people are interconnected. You get what I'm saying? As the
right.
same being, and they go through this whole production eventually to battle it out. Now, the good
mm-hmm.
must always win. The light must always win. But see,
right.
Harry becomes new based upon him fighting his old self, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Him facing
yeah.
his demons. You get what I'm saying? So now in the movies, there's a movie, Legend of the Seeker. There's a TV show, Legend of the Seeker, but there's this movie where it's this dark fights the light, and the light always wins, but the dark always gets pushed down back into the subconscious.
Right.
When that's the difference. When you see them, they always, like when you see these last Clash of the Titans and the Rise of the Titans, what you see is the light wins, but they always send the darkness back into Hades, or back into
mm-hmm.
lockdown, or back into the body. What it is it's really supposed to redeem the light. Now, they showed you a little bit of that in that last Titans movie, where Zeus and Hades, who are brothers, got together, which are supposed to be set in Titan, but they made Kronos the older. See, okay, Kronos is a Titan. These are the gods. So these gods
mm-hmm.
at war represent you warring on earth over something that's more ancient inside of you, which is
mm-hmm.
the true Titan, which is your soul. So your conscious and your consciousness and your subconscious, there's also your unconscious too, which is primal urge, which is all related to the soul,
mm-hmm.
represents you or aspects of your soul that you can realize on planet earth, either warring
right.
it out, battling it out, balancing it out, or rising, whatever you want to call it. So those
right.
are the story forms of the interplay of a soul, which you will not realize here on planet Earth. It is not
right.
being realized on planet Earth. You're
That's
only
right.
dealing with concepts when you talk
mm-hmm.
about dark, light, kundalini, melanin,
mm-hmm.
pineal.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about concepts that really you're having faith in as to what a soul
mm-hmm.
could possibly
mm-hmm.
be. You know what I'm saying? And believe you me, I'm not making this up. There are
right.
what they call an
yes,
ascended masters who will say
yes.
the same thing. I haven't even come close to realizing my soul on planet
right.
Earth. It is not
mm-hmm.
the place where it exists. It is the place where you step out of it to everything you do in your conscious path is about it. You get what I'm saying? So
yes,
that represents
yes.
like Kronos in lockdown, which they're locked in the mountain, which could be the pineal or the body itself. So what they do, they show you how Zeus and Hades gets together and start scheming. Yes, brother, and we give our power, brother, because ultimately the dark and the light are the same thing. Again,
yeah.
I said you need to go see the Tale of Two Brothers, Horus and
mm-hmm.
Set together. Jesus on the ass. Set is represented as the ass. You get what I'm saying? I told you about in the Sobek lecture where Horus and Sobek are the same, where they have, I can't remember the deity from the Goetia who sits upon a crocodile, and he's a duke because it represents you sitting on your lower self. which are the same thing. So much your upper and lower self must come together at the middle point and become right. the crown. That's in the thymus gland is the crown of Osiris. You get what I'm saying? The new
right.
life, yet still Lord of the underworld. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
dark master. You get what I'm saying? But still, mm-hmm. the new light to come. You get what I'm saying? So once they got over the Osirian age, they had to give you another Osirian story, which just happens to be set in his son, the Redeemer. You get what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? So
mm-hmm.
there's always this child born who's going to redeem everybody, Harry Potter. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But what they do is in the movies, and this is in a direct attack and a war against you, they show you this darkness going, getting banned, putting back in chains, putting in lockdown, but the darkness needs to be redeemed and become renewed. Out of darkness
mm-hmm.
comes the new light. You get what I'm saying? That's very important why I'm going over this,
right.
because it's very
yes.
important to understand this concept. You get what I'm saying? So we need to know, if you know this and you understand this as you go into a movie, then this can no longer affect you. You change the energy
right.
up. And believe you me, I could say this 1,000 times because they show you in 1,000 movies the same fucking movie over and over, and we still paying to see that shit. So I could tell you
yeah.
this shit for free over and over again until we really understand and get it. You get what I'm saying? And get
yeah.
it. You know what I'm saying? I watch TV as a motherfucking study guide. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That will tell you
okay.
that. If you want to know, that will tell you the world. Again, this show is dedicated to the great Oscar Meshaw, which I spelled
okay.
his name out last week. And you need to understand who Oscar Meshaw is as a
mm-hmm.
matter of fact, I'm gonna get the spelling again. So we have this shit under control. We know what's going on. Give me 1 second. And Oscar Meshaw was the Spike Lee of his day. And his name is spelled first name Oscar, last name M I C H E A U X. He has a Wikipedia page. You can find out who this brother is. Spiritually, he came to me quite early. And when I decode movies, I use him. And he is one of the masters who bring you information. And one of the things he shared was all of that shit that we worried about, that we think we worried the fuck about, ain't working.
Right.
He said the greatest weapon
yeah.
they had against us is fucking movies. When they cut that off, it's over. It's over. He said they need to do this constantly. And what they do, the subconscious mind learns through repetition, stereotype.
Yes.
That's why it's the
mm-hmm.
same black woman, and even worse, I'm sorry, it's the same black man, and even worse, the same black fucking woman shows up in every fucking movie. I don't need no man. You go, girl. Same motherfucking
thing. Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Because what they're doing through repetition, which repetition is also synonymous with the word stereotype. And stereotype is synonymous with the word rituals. So they are doing rituals by Webster standard, not my standard, Webster standard. And by Webster standard, what that means is they are not only doing rituals through stereotype or through repetition, which means they are mind controlling you.
Right.
If you want to know what mind control is, the first thing they tell you is the basics in school. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You sing it repetitiously.
Yeah.
If you think I'm playing, try to say it backwards just as fast. If you think you know the alphabet, how come you don't know it backwards just as fast? Because you didn't repetitiously say it over and over.
Right.
How come your mother's telling you, how come you know every song on the radio but don't know your schoolwork? Because
right.
we learn through fucking singing. And they know it. That's why they want you dumb. That's why the first thing, the basics
mm-hmm.
they sing to you in nursery school, A, B, C, then you sing it in a song because you're going
right.
to remember it. You're going to remember it because
mm-hmm.
it's repetitious in melody form. You are the music people. All these homeschooling teachers out there, here's the deal. Start rapping. If you were teaching your kid for 3 hours a day, you can cut that shit down to an hour and a half and get back to goddamn the story. You get what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
Start
right.
singing to them. Start singing to them. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They know songs. You get what I'm saying? How many times were you sitting around singing the Vita Loca when that shit was out? and didn't know what the fuck. You had no business
that's
saying
right.
that shit.
That's right.
You living a motherfucking Vita Loca. You get what I'm saying? Because that's based upon repetition, the Macarena. You get what I'm saying?
The Macarena,
on the radio all day.
Yeah.
All the songs you hate, you love. They use stereotype repetition. That's why it's the mm-hmm. same fucking wise talking sidekick nigga. You
mm-hmm.
get what I'm saying? And you got to
yeah.
remember, in the 80s, you only got this shit in the 90s where you got a bunch of niggas, you lucky new niggas. In the 80s, there was one nigga. You know what I'm saying? Eddie Murphy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Eddie
right.
Murphy in the
That's
late 80s.
True.
Before that was Richard Pryor. There was no ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
The only niggas that were left over was the niggas from the 70s. And what they did was black movies versus white movies. And those
right.
were all the same. Kicking the door, waving the 4-4, and they was all based upon Sweet Back, Sweet Sweet Song, His Revenge,
by
Mario Van Peebles, who did a breakthrough movie with straight up in your face talking about sticking it to the man, killing white folks, and then what they did was say, okay, y'all like that? We're going to shut that down. They started giving niggas Superfly, the Mac, shit, just kicking ass for no name, but smacking up women as well. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
In other words, they took that message and diluted it. And that's not me. Shit, Mario Van Peebles got documentaries on how they fucked that up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You need to watch his son. Melvin Van Peebles did the movie.
Right.
Melvin, the father. Mario Van Peebles is the corny-ass son. But he did a movie, Sweetback something, about his father making that movie. One of the best movies I ever seen that man ever make.
Mm-hmm.
And I was around when he did that movie, Rapping. You get what I'm saying? And I'm including Posse and all of that in there. One of the best, and you understand this was a breakthrough movie, how he showed that shit to the Black Panther Party, and that became a must-watch for the Black Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So you need
right.
to see these geniuses and these heroes who are in these goddamn movies, in these breaking through this goddamn mind control. And he tells you how they took his message, his template, And they showed you how sinister and serious they gave you from his movie.
Mm-hmm.
They gave you a whole decade
right.
of exploitation based upon his one movie to shut one movie down. So if they did all of that for goddamn 10 years to
right.
shut one statement down that a Negro
mm-hmm.
made,
mm-hmm.
it tells you how serious they take this movie shit. Even if you
That's
don't,
right.
you get what I'm saying?
Right.
They take this
yeah.
shit seriously. You get what I'm saying? So we need to understand where this is coming from. Now,
yeah.
there's a movie called They Live. Every nigga who's conscious, if you ain't see this, you need to be ashamed of yourself. This movie was the 80s goddamn national anthem for everybody who's
right.
trying to. It was The Matrix before The Matrix.
Yes.
They Live,
the
Rowdy Roddy Piper, who was an 80s wrestler. My man, Keith Davis, badass. He's from New York. I think he's from the Bronx or something. I used to see him in New York all the time. One of his
mm-hmm.
first movies was that Black War movie. Hamburger Hill, I think it was. One of those.
Okay.
And I'll tell you in a second. But nevertheless, he's in this movie. This movie is about these aliens took over and you cannot see them. They walk around with us every day. This was the John Carpenter movie. John Carpenter, who dabbles lightly in the occult,
mm-hmm.
quite lightly. But he's more of the occult with that apocalyptic type movie. You know what I mean? The End of the World. He did Escape from New York, Escape from L.A., which was a little bit more bullshit. But it's an Illuminati, government-controlled, futuristic police state
mm-hmm.
Mentality. He also did Ghost of Mars, which is a zombie movie, police state, the inmates go mad on the side. So that's
mm-hmm.
John Carpenter. But They Live was these aliens took over. If you don't know Keith David was the dude, real powerful brother. And like I said, I went through everybody. Everybody
mm-hmm.
did some fucked up shit in movies. Keith David was the dude who was in Dead Presidents. He was the older guy
okay.
with the one
yeah.
leg. And just while we have them on the table, and you, in my book, I deal with the exploitation of basically how it dealt with, how it deals with the black man and the effeminization of the black man. And the movie that he was in, that he was effeminized, he did two, but I didn't even update the second one. I can't even remember the second one. But the first one, he was in something about Mary, when he was looking at, what's his name, Dick, told him, is it the Beans or the Franks and all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So that's how they feminized him in that. Now, but other than that, strong brother. Now, these aliens were controlling the world. When you put on these glasses, and of course, you know, niggas done related them to melanin, you were able to see the aliens as their true self, and therein lied the game. But they would show you the advertisement. It'll be a regular Coca-Cola advertisement. You put on the glasses, you would see the word obey. You would see the word follow me. You know,
that's
these type of things.
Right.
So,
so
when this came out in the early 80s, you know, every nigga with a goddamn koofy on. You know what I'm saying? Every nigga with a koofy. Did you see the movie They Live? Before bootlegging was out, niggas was bootlegging this shit on Betamax. Just so niggas could see this shit. Because, and they were right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They were right because they were saying, they were talking about subliminal messaging. You get what I'm saying? And of course, we've already uncovered that. So They Live, everyone should have seen this by now, but if you haven't seen this, it's the thing to see. And we're going to go into the next movie, X-Men and all of that, but let me get this out the way.
All right.
July 22nd, we have Wayne Chandler coming in live in a lecture in Atlanta. To attend this lecture live, you need to email me, atlantalectures@hotmail.com. And this is some shit you do not want to miss. Atlanta Lectures, you'll get all the info you need. I'm about to send out a flyer for more info, but this time we will have a live web stream. We will also have VOD, meaning if you don't want to be up 2 a.m. in the UK to watch this, you can watch it the next day or the next week or the next month. And I'll show you how to get to that and do all of these things once you email atlantalectures@hotmail.com. Mm-hmm. That's where you get all your information so you can watch it from the comfort of your home as well. And this is something you do not want to miss, a live lecture with Brother Wayne. That's July 22nd. Get at me, dog. This is serious business. I'm doing this for primarily for Remix fam, and so as much as you guys are in it and attend, is as much as I'll do it. What I'm trying to do is bring forth the people that I was inspired by, not these motherfuckers, myself included, that got famous on goddamn Blog Talk and YouTube, motherfuckers who deal with the professor level. You get what I'm saying? Real scholarship level. Experts in their field, so much so that you walk away empowered, not just heard a speech, empowered, shit to do. And that's who I plan on dealing with, because I'm trying to bring that old-timey feeling back, that old-timey feeling. You get what I'm saying?
So
get at me, atlantalectures@hotmail.com. Also, I'm going to do magic classes for people who want to get in it, and are beginners. The first session of classes that I'm going to do are for people in the Atlanta area. But the second session I'm going to do is going to be for the web. So if you're not in the Atlanta area and you need to do it on the web, that still email me. I haven't replied to anybody. I'm just taking, as soon as I see that email that says classes, putting you in the folder. Once I finish the curriculum, which I'm halfway through it, and we'll start talking prices and schedules and all the rest of that. So just send me an email that says classes, and you're going to be on the list. PanicPack@hotmail.com. And, of course, as always, the world-famous Panic Pack is in full effect. Just got a new dose. All your magical supplies, if you don't know about this, you sitting on the fence, you are fucking yourself up. You smoke this, not only will you be able to decode movies, you would swear that you are starring in the fucking movie. You would think you are in Total Recall. You know what I'm saying? You would wake up in Total Recall shooting niggas if you smoke that Panic Pack. All natural herbs, all organic, no drugs, all mellow. The results speak for themselves. This has been going on for 3 years now. You shouldn't even be guessing. It wouldn't last for 3 years unless it was lasting 3 years. I have plenty of return customers who said, Panic, this shit has changed my life. You got people who buy this shit by the boatload. So if you're on the fence and you don't understand, then what you need to do is just get a pack. It's not that expensive. But I have spiritual baths, spiritual cleaning, meditation CDs. We going on and on for days. The list is always updating. If you haven't got at me for a while, email me at panicpack@hotmail.com and get a new list. You will also email me for all my old shows. If you're new to the remix, new to the information, I'll send you over 12 pages of just links of shows I've done on the past, on the remix, on every subject, how to build altars, how to do this, everything to empower you. You get that for absolutely scot-free. Email me at panicpack@hotmail.com, and we can get it on. All right, so now we're going to get back to the movie now that we got the business out the way. All right?
Yes. All right.
So X-Men, we talked a little bit about last week. Stan Lee said what he did was modeled Professor X and Magneto off of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. You know what I mean? The nonviolence versus the protect yourself type thing. Magneto through the movies were badass. In all three movies, they made a point of Magneto calling these people gods. In the first one with the fire guy, he asked him his name. He said, my name is Anthony. He said, but what's your real name? Pyro. He said, good. He said, you are God among ants. That alone says a lot. He said it a couple more times. I don't remember the line in every movie. Up into what's the white boy? Kevin Bacon in the last one, X-Men Last Stand, said to Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet's daughter, you should be treated like the goddess that you are. And she joined up with the real G's. You get what I'm saying? So now this mimics also what I've told you about last week. There's two things that are going to happen. You have natural power. The object here in these movies are for you not to realize that power. This is why every out and out hero has been white. Every cool motherfucker swinging from a building saving his wife has been white. Denzel's done a lot though. We got to give him a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to see Denzel dress up like Spider-Man neither. Get what I'm saying?
No.
Because ultimately,
not my Denzel.
Right. Like ultimately, you know what I'm saying? This nigga played Malcolm X, and
that's
in this fucking nonsense,
in
this nonsense in the '80s, that is better than anything that Stan Lee has presented thus far. Get what I'm saying?
That's the ultimate
motherfucking Avenger. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to recognize that as well, and understand. What they're trying to do with superhero movies in particular are tap into your childhood and the mythological aspect of your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
We know
mm-hmm.
that Bruce Willis ain't going to do all that shit he did in Die Hard and with no fucking shoes on. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
We know that's
unreal.
But when you go in there and suspend your disbelief, what it does, it taps into the mythology side. It taps into the superpower side, which you know dwells within. That's why we are the ones that support these comic books and these superhero movies just as much as anybody else, because
mm-hmm.
we realize there's a power within us that we know exists, while white people
mm-hmm.
are trying to accomplish this, and they need to see themselves as that, because
mm-hmm.
all of this shit is from your mind. So this being all from your mind, what they're trying to do is get their mind right. And what you're
trying to
do is convince yourself again something that you know innately. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we need to understand that kind of shit is actually beneath us.
Beneath us.
And I spoke on this before. Let's say you have all of these X-Men powers and they come back. Yeah, that would be pretty nice. Sexy, badass, but what you gonna do with fucking magnetic powers? pay your rent, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Going to work again? You know what I'm saying? What if you get all these powers, but black people are your landlords? Do you stop paying black people? You get what I'm saying? Not white people, you know what I'm saying? What if, you go on and on for days, you could be powerful on this planet, but the problem is you're on this planet. So we went through all of that. We already built pyramids. We already levitated.
Mm-hmm.
We already grew wings. You get what I'm saying? We could do all these fucking cartwheels. And Michael Jordan showed you that we still know how to fly. So that ain't nothing for them. That's what they're trying to accomplish. And we can't be so short-sighted as them. You know what I'm saying? So low in the game as them.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to become all of that. Batman ain't nothing but your black ass. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing but your dark ass. You get what I'm saying? Using that ain't nothing but your pineal gland. So we already that. We need to recognize that. So that look past these white people trying to parade around in black.
Yeah.
When you wearing a goddamn suit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
so
X-Men and all of that is beneath us. You get what I'm saying? I'm not looking forward to becoming an X-Men. I'm looking forward to going beyond being a man. You get what I'm saying?
And
I mean, ultimately, that's where you headed. Even if you ain't no shit, you're going to die and not be a man or a woman anyway. So what are you going to be then?
Exactly.
What are you going to be then? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that to say, they let you know in these movies, but what I started to get into was because you don't know your power, what they need to do because they don't have the power is use you to convince them. Which they showed you in the third X-Men movie as the guy who played Beast, who was actually Frasier, who played the character of Beast, who the third one was the worst one and the most scientific one. They had straight up Yakub on an island, and what he would do, his name was Leech, and he would suck your powers or suck your melanin.
Suck your melanin.
And they was trying to get him to create this vaccine to shut down the melanin. They was calling it the cure in that motherfucker. Magneto said, no, we got to stop that bullshit. Get what I'm saying? We got to cut.
Right.
We need to cut that shit out. I remember me and Seth in the movie watching this shit, and when the fucking regular Wolverine and the niggas came and jumped in front, talking about you have to get to us to get to Leech, it was probably one of the saddest fucking things I've seen in a movie. That shit was worse than Sounder. The English Patient, Titanic, when Leo DiCaprio died. That was the worst, saddest scene I've ever seen in the movie. When they shot fucking Cochise, when they shot Ricky. None of that was as sad as that shit was. When that motherfucker, we're going to stop him. Wolverine threw his fucking claws out. I'm like, motherfucker, they trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Mutant and proud, nigga. Mutant and proud. And they show you little things. When Magneto went across the bridge, they locked the door. They locked the car door, which was some nigga shit. You know, the same way they say, well, white women hold their purse when a nigga get on the elevator. One of them stereotypes is they locked the door. They did that shit. You get what I'm saying? Phoenix represents your resurrection. She down with Magneto in them. Wolverine represents the beast of your lower self. He hit her in her lower abdomen. Like, you ain't rising. I'm keeping you on the beast level. They were saying that all through the movie. You were nothing but an animal. Through the second one, say you're an animal, you're an animal. They're talking about higher versus lower self. Niggas broke this down on the web. What was the element or the metal that they used to fill Wolverine's skeletal system? It was called adamantium. Adam, anti-ohm. Man, anti-God, ohm. They show you. They're telling you straight up. Adam, anti-ohm. I'm like, they telling you straight up what it is. They're trying to keep you on the beast level. And all of this is, if you don't know that, it's subconscious. It's subconscious. The Cyclops guy was Shiva. Straight out. Shiva burns up this lake because he didn't want to burn. He got mad at humanity. Didn't want to burn up humanity. And he burns up this lake. Instead, with his third eye. They showed you that shit with Cyclops in the movie.
Right, yes.
Jean Grey comes, they show you this Phoenix thing. We all know we're supposed to be rising as a Phoenix in the DNA.
Yes.
And they show you Jean Grey out of control. She wasn't like that as the Phoenix in the in the comic books. But she's just uncontrollable, you know what I'm saying, and just is something you don't want to fuck with. So they subconsciously showed you she's an X-Men, but she had to be put under control. Remember Professor X was saying, I had to go in her mind and shut her down.
And
he was like, why don't you just let her be what she is? You get what I'm saying? Then I had to shut her down. I had to put her under mind control. He's telling you that. So that's what I said. And the blue nigga, the Beast, was representing Colin Powell. Docile. Got this black power, but you sitting on the council negotiating with them. You get what I'm saying? So they either get you under control or they don't. So Professor X represented the agent of control for the system. You get what I'm saying? That movie, heavy mind control, and I'm not even going through it. Pirates of the Caribbean, they had a lot of occult themes in it. A few messages, none that really sent it, besides you figuring out that Johnny Depp was a nigger, you know what I'm saying, with his dreads and his meditation. But actually, and I've seen niggas get punished for this, what they did with the goddess Calypso was probably the most best shit I've ever seen on screen. These niggas bow down in that fucking third movie. Them niggas bow down and pray to a black giant, black woman. What is better than that? When the ropes was busting off of, it was like the ropes of slavery.
Yeah.
And they were saying through that movie, look, if we want to get this shit right, basically we need to free the black woman. We need to free the black woman. Calypso, I release you. He said, no, you got to say that shit like you mean it.
You got to say that shit like you love her.
Like you love her. Like you ain't going to just say that shit for no get over. You better fall in love. They were saying you can't fake this shit. You better fall in love with that black woman because that's all there is. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't act like, okay, we got to release it. Let's give this whole her civil rights. Nah, it ain't that. It's that. You better fall in love because that is the mother. Calypso, I release you. One of the most badass things. Of course, they may see now you will get, because she was saying how she had Davy Jones' heart. But see, if you, and you look at, oh, here we go with the white man again. But if you look at that nigga was playing Cthulhu. And if you know the story of Cthulhu, the tentacle god, the octopus, you get what I'm saying? Who is nothing more than Osiris. A primal version of the same Osiris sleeping story who will return. Then you seen a motherfucking story. She said Davy Jones was supposed to usher the souls to the north. But let him go. They showed the souls going in the north, and they showed what's called Davy Jones' locker. Well, listen up, boys and girls. If you read the Book of the Dead, they talk about the Van Allen belt. Well, they talk about the Van Allen belt later. You can read that in Judy King's book about people getting stuck in the Van Allen belt. They said in the Book of the Dead that the souls travel north. On this planet, there are what you call jet streams. Underwater, and there's a jet stream going from the west to the east, from the west coast to the east coast. That's why it takes longer to fly from New York to California and shorter because they're using the jet stream. Mm-hmm. Now, that jet stream, they say the souls ride along that jet stream and peer to the north where the magnetosphere or the web around this world or the web of Isis that you got caught in is the weakest. That's where you meet at the North Pole, Ra at the Sunboat, where the world is upside down. And when you meet Ra, that's how you get out. They showed you these niggas going to the north in that movie to rescue Davy Jones from Davy Jones' locker, which represented the Van Allen belt. They had to turn the boat upside down to get back to the world of the real. They showed you some straight Book of the Dead shit. Straight out. If you don't know, you don't know. You get what I'm saying? And they telling you what it is. They telling themselves what it is, what they need to do. And in that movie, first and foremost, the second one was mind-blowing. They showed not some old black chick, a fine black woman on some witch shit in her power. And then they showed the slaves getting locked down. They said it's going to be a dark time. show the slaves getting locked down, showing the Dutch trading company take over. Wasn't it the Dutch that was selling you for mm-hmm. sugar, I believe? You get what
yes.
I'm saying? So they show you this mm-hmm. shit was a whole, this shit was all about niggas. He said, and I think it was the beginning of the third one, or maybe even the second one, when the niggas threw that coin
mm-hmm.
and said, yo, they about to, they have started singing. They was hanging niggas,
right.
little white kids, but they were niggas. He said, they have started singing. It is time.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some fucking nine together. Nine
right.
pieces of nine or whatever the fuck it was. Very, 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 very occult. In the second one,
mm-hmm.
it was riding on the wheel. That represents the cosmic wheel. There's a tarot card with that wheel. Johnny Depp upside down one time playing the hangman.
Right.
When he had all those eyes, it was all the eyes of Osiris. They got down. That's my favorite series, hands down. If you know what you're watching, you know the story they telling. You get what I'm saying? See, we looked at it. Oh, look at it. A black woman. Oh, the black woman redeems or something. Nah. They was telling you in that motherfucking woman, in that movie, look, my niggas, we have fucked up imprisoning the black woman. We need to free her. That's not all white people, but what you do know now, there's a certain occult set of white people who understand and say, look, we fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Locking
right.
our ass down. We fucked up. We need to be in love with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we fucked up. All right. The next
mm-hmm.
movie, The Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
The Mummy was one of the big, one of the most misinformation movies ever. But
mm-hmm.
it still shows you the
mm-hmm.
psyche of the white man. The Mummy, the dude who did The Mummy movies, either written them or directed them, was, you know, they when you get the box set or whatever set I got, they go through,
mm-hmm.
you know, background facts. And, you know, this
mm-hmm.
is one of them kids who was obsessed with Egyptology, which means
mm-hmm.
if he's obsessed and was reading, he knows what it is, and he knows
right.
this shit is about black folks. You got to be an absolute psycho if you
yeah.
cannot see what is written in stone. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when he
mm-hmm.
does things like make Imhotep evil, scarabs evil, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Acid
mm-hmm.
evil and all this kind of thing, that's purposefully done. You get what I'm saying? Now, I
right.
say you got to make a mummy movie and a scary movie, but these are things, even though they're studying, they're still scared of these things because they know it's you. So, of course, I mean, it was very little science. They had the black man with the goddamn air bubble taking the Osiris thing, telling that dude, that's not yours, that's mine. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which tells you, just by that one act, that the people who are creating this knows that's yours. They're not mistaken. See, we tend to think that these people are walking around and you're trying to prove that this Egypt shit
yes.
is yours. This is Kemite shit is
right.
yours. You ever think they know and they don't give a fuck? You
right.
get what I'm saying? Did that
mm-hmm.
ever enter your mind? They just don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They saying, I'm going to tell my kid whatever the fuck I decide to tell my kid, and I'm going to tell him that shit's mine. Because we kind of walk
mm-hmm.
around and still with this. See, I told you, they're black. Look at her nose. That's a black nose. That's like, who are you proving that to? Motherfuckers who say,
right.
Duh, we know, but we're deciding to say, guess what, nigger? We don't give a fuck. We're going to tell
right.
whatever story we decide to tell
mm-hmm.
while we running this
mm-hmm.
shit. You know what I'm saying? You
wasting
right. your time trying to prove us wrong. How about you do some Egyptian shit on us instead of trying to prove that's your image? How about you do some hot comedic shit instead of fucking talking about
mm-hmm.
that's me on the wall, some shit you ain't even do, some shit you wouldn't even know unless Dr. Ben told you. You get what I'm saying? And you wouldn't even be interested in the shit
mm-hmm.
unless somebody told you. And you're claiming this fucking legacy without doing any work to live up to that legacy. Got to be stopped. There was a movie
mm-hmm.
called In the Mouth of Madness. And I talked about in the first show, Necronomicon and Necronomicon Science. I would say, have to say close to about 40% of the movies are based upon Lovecraft's work. H.P. Lovecraft, white man from
yeah.
Rhode Island, eccentric, and used to have these dreams, wake up and write them down. The occultists say they were channels. Regular humans say, oh, they were just great dreams, and he's gotten great stories out of them. A good
mm-hmm.
book on that I didn't give a chance to give out is called The Necronomicon Files. What they tell you, they go through the popular media impact, the occult impact, the movie impact of H.P. Lovecraft, who wrote what has later become collectively the Necronomicon. He wrote about these monsters, the chief monster being Cthulhu. Cthulhu also connected to the Kraken, which was also in that Pirates movie and was also portrayed loosely by Davy Jones. See, why people can betray H.P. Lovecraft, because before he died, he made his work public domain, which means he gave up the rights. And he gave up, so his family doesn't even own the rights, his estate. So which means if I decided to not only write the Necronomicon, reprint his work, which people don't, no one can sue me. It's public domain. He wanted it that way. So that's why. So now our era of Stephen King, Dean Koontz, Wes Craven, and even John Carpenter, as I brought up earlier, our era, they all take a page from Lovecraft's work, and they can do so. Stephen King is one who admit, no, my all that Shining and The Stand and all that wild spooky shit he's doing is Lovecraft-esque work. You get what I'm saying?
Now,
the movie Evil Dead, straight Lovecraft. They talk about finding the Necronomicon book in that movie. Sam Raimi did that movie fresh out of college. And that's why it was so popular at the time. It is definitely expired because I have them. You watch them now, they don't even look like nothing. But there's this evil in the woods that comes out, this life in the woods, and it takes over as this Necronomicon. Or from outer space. So you'll see these movies, The Blob, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Phantoms, Ghost Ship, and even that last one, Prometheus, this melanin, this dark substance, this entity, Species, was another Lovecraft-esque movie. Even Predator, loosely based. Predator, when they got into the backstory, is more Necronomicon-esque. That's this ancient race comes over to take over the world, or something ancient rises. In the Mouth of Madness, Lovecraft did a story called In the Mouth of Madness. From the Mountain of Madness, which was one of his more famous stories. They did a movie called In the Mouth of Madness with that dude, Sam, what's his name, who's in all these occult movies. And they talk about this author that writes these books, and when these books come together, people started reading them all and started going crazy. And so they looked at that as the same thing. As you read Lovecraft's books, and it collectively became the Necronomicon, and you put it all together into this one book, the Necronomicon, which there was no book by Lovecraft called the Necronomicon. Later, he wrote a series of short stories with reoccurring characters like Cthulhu, Shub-Niggurath, Azathoth, Nyarlathotep, Shub-Niggurath, and Cthulhu, and I'm missing, you know, Spawn of Cthulhu, and he goes on with this whole mythology and pantheon, and as he had these characters and reoccurring characters, people started saying, well, collectively we'll call them first Lovecraft's mythos, then Cthulhu mythos, as Cthulhu being the chief deity, and then the Necronomicon. Then people heard about this years later and would say, well, where's this Necronomicon book? There was a guy named Simon who owned a bookstore, said, well, fuck it, I'm going to write a Necronomicon book and get this money. And he did. So that Simon Necronomicon later on, people said, well, that's not real because it's using Sumerian deities. But shit, Sumerian deities, Pazuzu, Marduk, and Tiamat and all the rest of them are just as old and ancient. And that book became popular, but the Lovecraft crowd was like, no, it's not the true Lovecraft mythos, blah, 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 blah. But even Simon wrote a book, and I released that in 77, all hell broke loose, including the Son of Sam. He's got a whole book telling you all the crazy shit that happened after he released the book. So collectively in this movie, In the Mouth of Madness, when they read his work collectively, he disappears to this other dimension. This dude goes to say, and all this crazy shit happens. It's an excellent and fun movie based upon Lovecraft. a more serious movie based upon Lovecraft was Johnny Depp in The Ninth Gate. He was looking for these rare books. They loosely based it on Simon, his friend from the bookstore. And he tracks down these books and all these occult things and angels and all of this is coming down. But when he puts all three books together, like Lovecraft's work, putting them together, or like In the Mouth of Madness, putting them all together, he has this everlasting life. And that's an excellent movie. All right, moving on to Unbreakable. Unbreakable. I explained last week, the worst occultist on the planet has been that motherfucker. What's that motherfucker who made The Sixth Sense? M. Night Shyamalan. He should get beat. He should get beat with a stick by the first nigga who sees him who has listened to this message. If you see him, beat him, and I will bail you the fuck out. He is the worst occultist ever. The Sixth Sense was excellent, but it's also a science to why this motherfucker gets a movie, an easy movie. Now, okay, he did Lady in the Water. Real easy. His shit is not beyond the chakras. Lady in the Water was a straight chakra story. Remember the dude had a stutter? Each time he got with her because she was blue, he put on a blue shirt, his stutter would go away. Remember the guy who could fight the beast? The beast was red in the grass. Root chakra. The guy who could fight the beast was only working out on one side. One side was real Cock Diesel. The other side was skinny. Yin Yang. He was the one that can control it. Seven and a half thoughts had to heal her. Seven chakras.
Yes,
he had to go in the water, get some shit called pie. I think it was called pie or whatever. Yeah, pineal gland. You know what I'm saying? Little black rock. And I'm forgetting the rest. It's just so corny and easy that I'm forgetting the rest. The Village was a whole fucking chakra story. I went through it last week. And so Lady in the Water was still chakra and still corny, and all his movies are terrible. He did Unbreakable. Now, this is where he was trying to show his ass, and they had to check him. Originally, Sam Jackson was going to be the hero, and Bruce Willis was going to be the breakable one. And Sam Jackson was going to be the unbreakable one. They said, oh, no. And then they switched roles. So that's a whole show about polarity, you know. And and they did a little chakra shit, Bruce Willis doing the green when he went to save folks and blah, blah, blah. But M. Shyamalan, I'll do you one better. If you want to study chakras, if you're new at this, you want to try to decode, get all of his movies, and you'll go through them. You'll go through them like hotcakes. As opposed to The Signs wasn't a chakra one. He was trying to do an alien one after he did, because his style was, in Sixth Sense, was off the hook. Give him saying the way he did the scares and the startle. So he tried to recreate that in Signs, which he did a terrible job of. Also, what's that movie he did? The Green movie. Hold on, let me see if
not
I can.
Not the Green Mile. No.
No. I talked about it last week. I'm gonna tell you what it is. The Happening. It was The Happening.
Okay.
When he did The Happening, I told you the unofficial pickup where The Happening left off was a movie called The Ruins. So there are also unofficial trinities and unofficial double features. And if you want to see if you want to understand more about the movie The Happening, which he did, which is all about the greenhouse effect and the plants coming back to life, the 2012 thing, then watch the movie The Ruins, and they'll connect it to the pyramids, and it actually gets out in the end in The Ruins. Now, K-Pax. K-Pax was an excellent metaphysical movie. It breaks down how we all travel on light. It's entertaining, and what they try to leave you with is he really an alien, or is he really a human that's just fucked up? So, again, they're trying to show you a human rationalized thought versus some shit that's actually happening. How to look at magical events. He said, just look out there, and a blue jay will come. And the dude magnetized the blue jay to cure himself. You know what I'm saying? So he was showing rehabilitating motherfuckers using their own mind. So it didn't matter if he was crazy from another planet. The only thing that, and he said, I'm going to leave this body. but, you know, real metaphysical. We travel on life, and what he did was take the black woman back with him because she was the most important, humble thing. Batman. The old, what's his name, is notorious for making the most, even, he's even, he, but his, at least his movies is entertaining. I was going to say he's worse than M. Night Shyamalan, but at least his shit is entertaining. You know what I'm saying? What's my man's name? I'm going to tell you his name now. The dude that made the 87 Batman, always working with Johnny Depp. His name is escaping me right now. Don't worry. I'll get it in 2 seconds. I'm going to look this up.
Right.
And he's got shit out now. He's got the Johnny Depp movie out now. He's the one that kept Johnny Depp going all the time. Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
The most scientific movie he made to date was Beetlejuice. Other than that, he's tempting you. If he got into some occult shit, he'd be the baddest motherfucker in the movie game if he actually knew some shit. You get what I'm saying? If he actually knew some shit. If y'all know who Tim Burton is, Tim Burton did Edward Scissorhands, Beetlejuice, Batman Returns, Nightmare Before Christmas, Ed Wood, which is based upon a real a director named Ed Wood, James and the Giant Peach, Mars Attacks, which was semi-occult or made its statement, The Corpse Bride. Now he's got Frankenweenie and all the rest of this shit and blah, 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 blah. I'm sure I'm missing the people as a director. But he has occult themes, but he never gets into real science in goddamn Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is the perfect movie to understand about the dead and the astral world, about the dead and the astral world, about this instruction book on how to be dead. That represents the Book of the Dead that they were reading. Mm-hmm. The instructions on how to die, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The instructions on how to die, how to release from this realm. They was like, we want this house. They just got the house, how they were stuck in the house. Yeah. Beetlejuice, excellent movie. I would have watched it. We'd have went through it harder. But that was his only true occult movie, even though the other ones are occult themes. Like, if there was some real occult concepts in Edward Scissorhands and those Batmans, then you would really understand. And how do you know? Batman is probably one of the most occult shit ever, because the new Batmans are filled with scientific science. When that motherfucker says, listen closely, and this is what we were talking about earlier, he asked his son in the first one, why do we fall? And Alfred said, just to get back up again. This is exactly, I'm not making it up when I said we are down here for a process. We are only down here temporarily to get back home. This is a process. So they're telling you, I don't need you to think that I'm making it up or it's my interpretation of this shit. What I'm telling you is from straight study. That's why I do books. Shows so you can go read it for yourself. Understand it's not coming from one source, and I feel like telling you this kind of shit. It's everywhere if you know what you're looking for, even in the goddamn movie Batman. Why do we fall? To get back up. What are we here to do? We're here to face our demons. He said, I must become a bat because I am scared of this shit. You get what I'm saying? That's why I must do it. I must face my fear. That's you facing the devil. You facing your true self. It's in you. The demon is in you. You get what I'm saying? And that's what Alfred is telling them all the time. This demon in you is getting out of control. And he's telling them, no, I got it. I'm using that demon in me to redeem what is evil. I come off as a bad guy, just like myself. Panic don't be touched. He don't be talking about saving no kids or none of that shit. We call us assholes for naming ourselves Patah. I come off as evil, but you believe me, you'll realize either in this life or next life that I was doing very good shit by not having you locked down in some pride shit, pride for nothing, endless hope about not a goddamn thing. Because when your kids grow up, they're going to be fucked up too, and that's a fact. Where are we growing these special kids where are these kids that we taught? All these babies that we taught, what the fuck are they doing? They listen to goddamn MTV right now, doing nothing. You get what I'm saying? They have their own path. So when you say, that sounds so uncomedic, you know what I'm saying? So unrighteous. No, believe you me, the shit you doing is uncomedic, because I ain't never seen a hieroglyph talking about save no baby. You get what I'm saying? It's nice if we do that. I'm not talking about treating them cruel or abandoning them.
Right.
Abandoning
right.
them. But if you got all your hopes and consciousness and future in them, then you are lazy, because you are supposed to be having that in yourself. You are here. And you are here to do some work. You don't get off by saying the kids are going to do it for me only if I buy them everything I need. I would need you to really think about how lazy that is. You get what I'm saying? So Batman looks like the bad guy. He has to be the bad guy, but he's really the good guy. You get what I'm saying? So I don't mind looking like the bad guy, because I don't say Hotep to you, but believe you me. And really, I don't need you to wait for another lifetime. I get told every fucking day. Someone said, thank you for sharing that.
Oh,
thank you, Panic, for teaching me that. Thank you, Panic. Now I know this. Thank you, Panic. I couldn't fuck with you at first, but now I get it. Thank you, Panic, and thank you, Miss Blue. So I don't need somebody to figure it out. I don't need to slow talk for you to figure it out. Okay. Know why? Because I'm the Batman, nigga. I'm Batman. So now he says in the movie, we need something more than just a figure that they're scared of. We need a symbol. So again, they show you the importance of the symbol in this movie. And then they went so occult in trying to bring forth the Joker, trying to follow Jack Nicholson's shit. Homeboy got tormented and died from fucking with them spirits. Now, I talked about last week how it's the actor's role to become a vessel. But see, the difference between Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger, Jack Nicholson could take on a role like this because Jack Nicholson knows how to retain Jack Nicholson when he takes on this types of role of that magnitude. You get what I'm saying? They took on the role of the Joker is a deity, which is Ishu.
Right.
So if they're taking on the role of this deity, then believe you me, you don't want to play that game unless you can play that game. So Heath Ledger it wasn't nothing sinister. He was just trying to outdo Jack Nicholson. Because after you watch that shit with all the hype is going, that nigga was real corny in that fucking movie. Slapping his lips all the fucking time. It wasn't even all that hot. You know what I'm saying? What made it hotter was he died. You know what I'm saying? And if you get past that, Jack Nicholson ate that nigga in his version of the Joker. But Jack knows how to retain Jack. Him becoming this vessel, trying to let go to his process, you know what I'm saying? He's dead, you know what I'm saying? So real occult, and with the third one, we're going to see what it is. Arkham Insane Asylum, which they use. Well, H.P. Lovecraft has a story about Arkham Insane Asylum. So they're telling you they're taking that shit straight from Lovecraft. The concept of Batman is Lovecraft. If you want to get a jump on all of this shit where he's dark and they come from the abyss and caves and bats, go to Lovecraft. That's their daddy. That's who they're trying to mimic, trying to follow. So Arkham Insane Asylum, they even have a game straight from Arkham. That word is from H.P. Lovecraft and his work to show you that they're not even playing with it. Star Wars. Okay. Remember I said earlier that Star Wars, and let me tell you, we're still on page two. So when we get down to that last hour, Blue, let me know so I can go through these faster, or else we're going to be doing, or else we're going to be doing show part three to this motherfucker. Now, the Star Wars, George Lucas is Jewish, and not this one's Jewish. The Western magic system as we know it, dealing with white folks, the most they have accomplished in their magical apparatus is Kabbalah. Because Kabbalah, based upon working with the tree, which is a divination system, and which is what they call a pathworking system, which means you don't have to use too much imagination. What you have to do is follow the rules, like you're playing a game of hopscotch or some kind of shit. So it is for a logical being, or a logical being would be more attracted to Kabbalah. Even our niggas deal with it hard, and it should. It is our science. There's nothing that they created. It is our science. The reality is, like all of our science, it is fragmented. It is not left as a whole. So if you're not the true, you must deal with the Kolipoff as well. And there's very little information on the Kolipoff. So that's where the melanin would have to come in. So to holistically be dealing with Kabbalah, you need to deal with the demonic side of it, which is the Kolipoff, which is very hard to get a lot of information. Crowley does have a lot of information, or the most information, and you can find information on the web on the concept. Now, and I also did a lecture on the Kolipoff. Now, but again, as I pointed out, it is the most logical. You can line up dates, stars, times, eras, and come up with some form of deduction and some form of a reason, some method for doing whatever it is you want to do magically based upon the pathwork of the Tree of Life. That means that. That means this. This is a complete model of the universe, a complete model of the soul. So if today is this date, we can deal with this, this, that number. That number is the frequency of these letters. These letters add up to that word. So you can do all of that. You don't have to use too much melanin. You just have to be logical and know what the shit means. So Western magic as we know it is primarily based upon Kabbalistic work. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the importance of it. So in any occultist, you, especially any white occultist, you rarely leaves out Kabbalistic interpretations or whatever it is they try to do, which they use a little bit more melanin and a little bit more imagination, which you have naturally, a little bit more vision. You get what I'm saying? They don't have to when they have a map that they've been using. And now, with that being said, one of the understanders of this map we call the middle path or the straight path to God. There are three poles on the Kabbalistic tree of life, mercy, severity, and serenity, and some shit like that. Now, this middle, the sifras that involve this middle path, Kether being number one, then above it you have three stages of nothingness. That three stages of nothingness are the three trimesters of birth that you experience coming down here into Malkuth. Malkuth is also number one. Kether is 10. So 1 plus 0 is 1. So the earth is a, as above, so below. Earth is a cheap rendition of the real world, or the real world of material, or in the world of material, you could say, but a higher frequency of material. Let's say that. Earth is the rendition. So in other words, if you look at the tree of life, there's a pyramid facing up that connects the first three sifras. Then the next three sifras are, the pyramid is facing down. That is represented as a fall. And then underneath that, the next three sifras is another pyramid facing down. That's represented as another fall. And then below that is Malkuth. So it's looked at from the real world of Kether, or the real first archetype, you have fallen and become a shadow of yourself. And then you became a shadow of that. And then on Earth, as a human, you became an afterthought. So you're in a fake world of a fake world of a fake world of the real world. You get what I'm saying? So when you were talking about saving the trees, saving the ducks, saving the fucks, saving the trucks, and trying to get some luck, what you're talking about is you're trying to reserve and preserve an illusion of an illusion of an illusion of the real world. The idea here is going beyond the veil of illusion, not to try to redeem it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You are a cosmic slave in the most sense of it. What do you think they mean when they're talking about this is an illusion? So the idea here is to walk the middle path, which any good Kabbalist knows. That was played out for you in the series Star Wars. The first sifra on the middle path is Malkuth, or Earth. This is known as the kingdom because it is where you sit on your throne of matter. To a certain extent, it's also known as the desert because compared to the higher world, this is a dry land. And what you see is in the first I'm incorporating the new Star Wars along with the old Star Wars, because all six books, even though they are more, encompass the whole tree of life. And he had characters in that motherfucker named Shakti. You get what I'm saying? They know what they're doing. And again, as I pointed out, if they go with the archetype of your rise for your DNA, you're going to be into the story. The story's so well done that every white boy today still dresses up like fucking Boba Fett. You know what I'm saying? They go to movie premieres. They still running this shit. They just put that shit out in the movies, which is a cult because he put out Red Tails, which is a movie about us flying, and I did a whole lecture on that. And then they get the energy. They did Star Wars the next week. You get what I'm saying? This is about you. This is all about you. You get what I'm saying? In every movie, you are the hero. Don't let them fool you into think they're doing something. All they doing something is eating off you and how they eat if you think they fucking doing them. But you once you know that they're doing you, they become servants of you. When you know Thor is you, when you think Thor is them, you serving them. You know what I'm saying? You got to change the energy. The sand is represented as Malkuth. And Anakin, the young Anakin, was a slave in Malkuth. The next Sifra up represents the moon, which is the mother. The next Sifra up is called Tifera, which is the sun. The sun in Star Wars represents the Jedi. The sun balances the force. On the Tree of Life, Tifera touches every other Sifra. It is the middle point in the Tree of Life, or the sun, or the Jesus. It becomes the all and the God and blah, blah, blah. But basically, it becomes the Jedi Knight. So they took Anakin to the Jedi Council and said, can he become a Jedi? They said no, because we worry that he will worry about his mother. What they were talking about is a Sifra below him.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying he's worrying about his mother, Yoshad, which is the moon. So they're saying he's not ready to become that. Above Tifra is a hidden Sifra, a hidden Sifroth, or Sifra, which is called Darth. That Darth is the world to the Kalipoth, which balances out all the world. Darth or death, where you get Darth Vader. Or the Darth is the unknown. The Darth is represented as the Sifra of knowledge. Knowledge. Wait a minute. They told you that there were two trees in the Garden of Eden. One was the tree of life, and one was the tree of knowledge. They said you can't eat from the tree of knowledge. The pathway to the hidden tree is called Darth, which is knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. They got to be a genius to know. If they said you can eat from the tree of life, which means go ahead. Do that Sifra bullshit all day.
Do that
shit all day. Eat from that all day. Because it only makes you a better human. It doesn't challenge nothing. So that tells you the pathway that challenges God is through Darth. The dark side. Darth Vader, you must go through the Darth. You must face your demon. It ain't nothing but Osiris. Osiris lays in his coffin with his arms crossed. The cross represents what? Unknown. The Darth, nigga. So the Jedi, the light Jesus, has to go to his dark side, player. So once you become conscious, this is what it says. Once you become conscious, and see, why they call a Jedi? And why did I tell you he's going up the middle pillar? Well, what's the Jed pillar? The spine of Osiris, is it not? What are the Jedi? They're telling you we're on the straight path to God. It happened through Anakin or Anunnaki. Your niggas are still thinking Anunnaki is reptilians. Get over it. You know what I'm saying? Get into your fucking science. You hear what I'm saying? So Darth Vader, he must go through that dark side. They're telling you, once you become conscious, the Jedi, which represents Jesus on Earth, Christ consciousness, you walking around here saying, my business is about my father's business. So in other words, you studying and you trying to get into heaven. What it tells you is what Bobby Hemmett has been telling you since the motherfucking 90s. You must go to the dark side, niggas. No dark versus light, and I'm a light being. If somebody else calls me a light worker, I'm going to walk to their house and choke them. Get what I'm saying? A fucking light worker. That doesn't, it's fucking silly. You know what I'm saying? Silly. Out of darkness comes light. If you know your science, you must face your inner self, which is the dark side. It's called know thyself. Not know how to be a light worker. Not
That's
know
right.
how to fucking say Hotep. Know thyself. Right. And that is represented as a journey within. Within the darkness. Through the dark. You have to go to your dark side to know what your light side is. That's why in the movie he becomes the light side. That type, that top archetype, Kepha, Bina, and Hokma, the first three Sifris, represent Kepha representing home, Bina and Chokma representing the twin energies that are polarities from each other, outside of each other in this archetype world, first world, to realize each other, to realize each other. They are also known as titans and as twins. So, so Padme, which means flower, and that's where you get Ome Padme Om, means it's a chant to the lotus, which is nothing but Isis. So Isis has what? Twins, Luke and Laura, which represents Bina and Chokma, and it's called crossing the sands. So again, you get this place of sand as Tatooine. You get what I'm saying? One grows up as a poor guy, and the sister Leia becomes a princess. You get what I'm saying? And you even then, what's weird? They kissed in one of the movies. Well, why did they kiss in one of the movies? And George wrote all these books, knowing they're going to be a brother and sister.
Right.
Because that kiss represents the kiss of yourself. The polarities come together, that same kiss that you always hear with the princess and the prince.
Yep.
So he snuck that shit in. He snuck that science in where they must kiss and come together and become as one to become Kepha again, redeeming the father. Redeeming who? Horus redeeming Osiris. See, okay, and I'm going to leave Star Wars alone because we'd be here all fucking night with that shit. And your niggas would still be walking around going, oh, that's great, Pammy. Peter Pan. Peter Pan represents the boy who never wanted to grow up. In that movie, High Science, what he did, and this really does happen, what he did just happened with that boy Trayvon. But Trayvon knew how to do it. There's people who get stuck in the astral world. And there's people who decide to, instead of come to Earth, have some fun in the astral world because they never grow old. So it's in their best interest to renew themselves. Trayvon, when he came, said, shit, nigga, I wanted to go. I wanted to go back to the motherfucking astral world as a kid. That's some Peter Pan shit for your ass. Now, what happens in this astral world? Two things can happen to you while you stay in the astral world. If you're ignorant, you're eventually going to incarnate back into a body. Most people are ignorant because they're waiting for Jesus. They're waiting for Muhammad to come, so they're standing around. There's a book by Yvonne Frost and her husband, Gavin Frost, I believe the name is, called Astral Travel, little blue book, excellent book. It starts off slow, but it picks up in the beginning when they start getting into the science of astral traveling. But they go into not too much how to do it, what you will see. And what they, one of the things they said you'll see a bunch of souls hanging around a church waiting. And when I got into astral travel, a bunch of motherfuckers sitting around waiting. And he said, you can't do nothing, just like on Earth, you can't go out and teach anybody. The teacher, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So a lot of them have called me, and I've gone to churches and rescued motherfuckers in the spirit world constantly because it doesn't just happen on Earth.
Okay.
Now, so these people usually incarnate in the body, or they may sit around and move on. That's what Captain Hook represents in the movie. The solstice boat, or the boat of Ra. I just told you, there's these boats, they'll tell you in Egyptian mythology, that pick you up and take you through the sun, back home, through the sun, behind the sun, which is a black hole.
Right.
Now, what does that mean? That means Captain Hook represented Kronos. That's why he had the hook. That's why he was scared of the alligator, which I broke down in the Sobek thing, which basically means time. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I showed you the base of your spine is shaped like an alligator head, which represents the god Sobek. Sobek Ra represents Horace Rockahootie, that Horace the Elder that has risen up, representing taking the low energy, the lowest chakra, the energy that fell in the spine, raising that Kundalini back up to the crown Sobek, as opposed to Sobek the alligator. You get what I'm saying? Now, and they also share a symmetric a symmetric temple, which is very rare, meaning everything is equal for Sobek and Horace the Elder in, it wasn't Abydos, that's not going to come back to me. I did it in the Sobek lecture, show you that there's this tempo of Sobek, which means they are one thing. So this alligator with this clock in his mouth represented time of humanity that Captain Hook or Kronos, Saturn, was trying to rescue Peter Pan from the from the astral world. You get what I'm saying? So when he's coming and bringing Wendy and them saying, I'll give you a kiss, gives her a thimble, he's giving her the pineal gland so they could fly to this astral world. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you watch Hook, Hook represented the black man who forgot who he was. So Robin Williams, he fell in love with this world, and he fell in love with Wendy. Wendy got old or whatever.
Yeah.
And he went to work. Right. He was a normal working bum. So when he went back to the old house, the gateway opened up. They took his ass back to Never Never Land, and he had to retrain himself in magic. And the whole idea was Rufio was telling this motherfucker, you have to use your mind. Can't you see the fool here? You get what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. We forgot. We became Peter Panning. You get what I'm saying? And y'all niggas need to be Peter Panicking this month. Y'all need to motherfucking use your imagination to imagine. It's just as simple as imagining the reality that you want. This has been told to you over and over again.
Yes,
the movie
Dark City.
Dark City. It's a Gnostic movie. I've done shows on Gnosticism. If you want to see a kick-ass movie that explains it, one of the statements of the Gnostics is that we are goldfish in a fishbowl for somebody's amusement, which they're talking about Yaldabaoth or the Demiurge's amusement. And in that movie, the first scene they showed is him trying to save this fish that jumps out of the fishbowl, which represented him. And in the movie, I can't remember the name of these beings that had humans on this contained world. And what they would do is this for their amusement, that what they were trying to do, which is in Gnosticism, because in Gnosticism, Yaldabaoth was jealous of your light, which means your soul, your soul. And what he knew was he could oppress your soul, break your soul into feminine and masculine, but he could not destroy your soul. You get what I'm saying? That's in the Gnostic mythology. So us realizing through consciousness is raising up our soul, which is the true light, which is in us. So that true light within you mean you're a light being, and I guess in that context you could say a light worker. But that light worker, it goes misunderstood if you're not facing what's before you, which is the darkness. You get what I'm saying? You can't skip this to be a light worker. You can't all of a sudden say, you know something, Hotep, I'm a good person, I'm a light worker. No, you have to do some work to be a light worker.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Guess what? I'm a light worker, and I don't even want to be called no fucking light worker. You want to get technical.
I'm a light
worker. You know what I'm saying? You have to deal with some shit to come up with some light.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't get to be nice and courteous and then
become
this light worker to say
queen,
and you become this light worker. No, you have to go through something. Go through some studies. You have to challenge yourself. You have to study some shit that may not be as savory as you thought or as you were taught that it was. It may not be as wholesome sounding as you thought it was.
That's
You're going to have to probe something in yourself
that
is not as savory or wholesome. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, you might have to say, well, why do I like a finger in my bum? You know what I'm saying? You might have to say that. You might have to think about that. You know what I'm saying? What? Let me leave that subject alone. But let me say this. You might have to come to terms with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Things society might not like. You know, but you find yourself do, not necessarily exploit it, but at least acknowledge it and understand, try to probe where it's from. And not just sexual, just anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
You know, what I see we're doing is trying to deny ourselves things. Everybody's a vegetarian. Everybody's off TV.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's off their skateboard. Everybody doesn't do that because that's not right. Are you doing it because everybody else is doing it and it's frowned upon? And it's, really think about it, because it's frowned upon by this little social group. Or are you doing it because you went through something and it moves you spiritually to do it? Not because it's frowned upon. Know what I'm saying?
Know
what I'm saying? So I mean, that's what you need to think. This is about know thyself, not know how to act in a social situation because I said hotel.
Right.
That's real. This is some of the realest shit you could ever hear. So Dark City, eventually the dude is becoming conscious and realizes he could do what these deities can do that sat over him. Slowly but surely, he unravels it, kills the deity, takes control of his life, realizing there's an energy that sits above you, that controls you, and that's the whole idea of being a Gnostic, understanding that the zodiac. No one's ever saying myself. No one saying that the zodiac are not real, but we must understand the zodiac controls your humanity. And you, who call yourself a god, have no business following something that's telling you what to do. This shit is apples and oranges. This shit is an oxymoron. You contradict yourself. I'm Ptah and all, and I am that I survey, but I can't go out on Tuesday because Venus fucking Mercury is in transit. You know what I'm saying? Because Mercury's in transit. I want you to think about that shit for a second. I can't go with a Pisces. I can't go to Thursday's my day. Venus is Friday. That's my ruling moon, ruling sign. That's I went to the same. I'm not saying none of that is fake. It's absolutely real. But if you read some Gnostic books, they'll tell you about the 12 evil archons. Remember, time is what? 12.
Mm.
You are stuck in time. So this is what I propose to make you feel better about yourself. What it is when you're a human, the zodiac is supposed to control your ass when you're a human, of human thought. By all means, I look at the zodiac and say, now I know why you niggas is acting like that. And I know what it is I'm fighting because, you know, I'm still in human form.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what it is I'm fighting, but I know at least I'm supposed to be fighting that shit. I ain't supposed to be running with it. Well, I'm a Taurus, so you know how that shit go. You ain't never going to hear that from me. So I say God takes care of fools and idiots. So once I grew the fuck up and called myself unfoolish based upon studying, I decided to take care of myself and not let the zodiac do it either. You get what I'm saying?
That's
a choice. I'm not saying believe as I believe. I'm just saying, why don't you think about that for a while? Think about that for a while. Get what I'm saying? I'm not saying believe as I believe. I'm not saying I'm even right. I'm saying just think about that. Chew on that for a while, player. Chew on that shit for a while. Devil's Advocate, Al Pacino. The movie is just basically a scary movie, but at the end of the day, the best part of that movie is Al Pacino's monologue. Very straight, a page from Gnosticism. You're like, look at you. Look at God. He's telling you to jump. You jump. He's telling you you're a fucking slave to even what you call God. Now, most people take that as religion, Christianity. They ain't necessarily getting with the devil. They got with Al Pacino on that speech, but they think they're talking about Christianity and religion. But what he's actually talking about, if you are a scientist and you read some scientific shit, is the science of Gnosticism. Yet again, not that religion, he may have said religion, but what he's talking about is what you've been praying to. You know what I'm saying? I want you to think about it. The mere fact that you all this, I see niggas who are conscious. Prayer works. Pray a day, it'll help you. Listen, you asshole. The mere fact that you have to ask for anything means you're in deficit. Anything. Laws of attraction and all. Magic, too. The mere fact that you have to do some magical shit to ask means you got a problem. means you got a problem. Means you have to ask something of somebody, your higher self, whoever the fuck your melanin, your chakras, y'all the fucking Baron Samedi, Oshun. The mere fact that you have to ask for anything when you're from a reality where nothing is needed shows you, well, fuck all the bullshit. Everything I ask for is to get back home where I don't need to ask for nothing. You get what I'm saying? It ain't about if prayer works. It's about why the fuck you got to pray. Yet again, don't listen to me. Just think about that for a second, nigga. Just think about that one. Just chew on that fat for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Chew on that one. Golden compass. Did you want to say anything?
No, we're good. I wanted to let you know, though, we have about an hour left to go to see where we are so we can keep it going.
Okay, I'll tell you where we are because I just turned to page 3. So I don't know. We've never did a 3-parter, but if you want to do that, we can. So let me say this in the last hour. This is the last time. PanicPack@hotmail.com. Get your herb pack, all your magical supplies. Also, I said I'm going to be doing magic classes. It's going to be 4 weeks. Yeah. I'm looking for my Atlanta people first because I'm going to do them at my house and get all the kinks out. Then I'm looking for my web people. We're going to do them online. It's going to be something. I'm putting the curriculum together. There's going to be some action. Email me with an email that says classes. I'm not going to answer immediately, but until the curriculum is done and I got something for you, but you are on that list. I do not miss an email. I answer my email. I'm sorry. I don't have me among you. I don't have a Munya.
Well, I answer my email. Sister Munya does
a big
question.
immediately, Blue took that as a shot.
I answer my emails, but, you know, Sister Munya helps. But, beautiful. Beautiful.
Since Blue is answering her emails, I am so glad she's saying that Sister Munya can help Brother Panic because Blue answers her emails. But anyway, I see them all, and I'll put them all to the side. And so these classes are going to be fire. So if you're interested in that, it's going to be for people who are starting out. If you feel advanced, ain't going to be no advanced shit in there. It's going to be for people starting out, learning the feng shui, the basics, the northwest, east, south, the fairies.
Right.
We're going to go through some good shit. You know what I'm saying? But if you feel advanced, you may want to save a little bit of your pennies and your nickels. We got herb packs popping, new batch in, new funky wet batch.
What do they call them, pineal poppers?
Pineal poppers. Niggas is pineal popping me to death. this house, I like. The spirit said people could come over. So if you're in Atlanta and you've been buying this shit in the area, you can come over and pick them up. The last one, the spirit said nobody over. This one, they did, so you could do that too. So, but again, I have baths, CDs with chants. House cleaning incense. I have the Aura Bath, which is something you mix with the Dr. Bronner soap, 4 different Dr. Bronner soap, which you can use in the shower every day, which kind of helps you, you know, do your day-to-day. You know, just plain things. It's Hanneman oil, ODB oil, shit that we did, Lexus 4, the whole gamut of magical shit popping. So get a list if you haven't gotten it. And the last thing before we continue is, remember, Brother Wayne is coming July 22nd. I need you niggas there. I need you niggas showing up. I need asses in the seat. Remix, niggas, where you at, niggas? Where you at, remixers? Email me at atlantalectures@hotmail.com. I ain't been answering those yet because when it's that time, you're going to get them. Flyer coming soon. I also will, this will be a live web stream as well. And we will also be able to do this later. For information on that, also email atlantalectures@hotmail.com. That's atlantalectures with an S at hotmail.com. And I will give you the information on how to set you up for the webcam, the web show. And we got a hot new site for that, so it's a very easy site, blah, 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 blah. So, panicpack@hotmail.com, Atlanta Lectures for the lectures. And just get at me, dogs. We here. Is going on, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, if you really want to decode movies, smoke one of them goddamn herb packs. You know what I'm saying? You would swear you were sitting in the movie theater with Tom Cruise I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right, the Golden Compass. The Golden Compass was evil, I mean, was excellent. Because in the Golden, the first one, they broke something down. They called your soul straight out your demon. Your demon. Now, for all you light workers out there, why are they calling your soul your demon? And really, I could just leave that. I could just leave that alone right there, and just keep it moving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They calling your soul your demon. There's books and studies on that. The demon is your soul. The Satan is
your
soul. Melanin, demon, Satan, human, all the same shit. So they're saying the soul is outside your body in its animalistic form, in its animal self. So you fell to your animal self, and your soul became you as the expression of the animal. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then
right.
your totem, your animal spirit, represents your soul. So there's no surprise, Pan, Panic, the goat. So that would be my animal spirit. Ain't no surprise with that. So so that's why Baphomet and all that shit appeals, and I make the connection there and see the higher science of this animal.
Right.
Every animal has, if you could do what animals do, you would be a fucking genius.
Oh, yeah.
As much as we piss on a pigeon, if you grew some wings, you'd be the hottest nigga on planet Earth right now.
That's right.
We just
that's
take
right.
the shit for granted now. If you could breathe underwater like a fish, you'd be the hottest motherfucker on the planet right now. If you could run like a jaguar, shit. If you could run as fast as a cat, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You'd be that shit. If you could lick your nuts like a cat, you'd be the shit. You know what I'm saying? So we forget within what the animals are a reflection of our mind, a reflection of our power, which is fragmented in its beastly form. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why the Native Americans look towards the animals for their answer.
Sure do.
They
and look not only that, I've even, in some of the readings, I've even seen some past lives that people have come from those certain animal kingdoms and have incarnated really as those animals, too.
Right.
I just haven't been telling y'all.
It is that thing. Because, the concept of the animal is in your face, the fight between its beastly nature versus its higher nature. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they talk about Set as the animal, well, what animals do they primarily use? Animals that ain't about shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A pig, and an ass.
Right. Because
what they're trying to tell you is this represents the worst case scenario of you. Not because it's evil, again, because it's the oldest aspect. So ass being stubborn and the pig being just nothing but a pig. No fucking attributes but gluttony. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now they also will show snake Set as a snake sometimes too.
Yeah.
Because it represents the Native Americans dealt with the two worlds. They dealt on the lower half of the body, the rattlesnake, the snake skin. And they dealt with the feathers on top. You get what I'm saying? So they're looking at the bird and the snake and everything in between. But that's not the final and all, because the Egyptians also had the Uraeus crown, which the snake risen up as form of Kundalini and is now on the head. The vultures on the head, which represent taking that energy and raising it
and
up.
Moving it up.
So it's just a matter of how you want to explain it. So in Golden Compass, what they have is their animal self outside of themselves, called their demon. And if you know anything on the Wikipedia level, the root word of demon is Damien, which means genius in Greek. Which means genius in Greek. You get what I'm saying? So your demon represents your genius. You get what I'm saying?
Your genius.
Your melanin is the same thing. It represents genius. So all of these Christian leftover hung up motherfuckers, we need to get past it and get into it. That's really facing your demon means facing your genius.
Facing your genius. You guys.
The Evil Dead movies. The Evil Dead movies. Hold up, Blue. Give them a commercial. I got to turn on the AC. I'm burning up.
Okay.
In here. Hold on. I'm going to turn this on.
All right. I'm going to be the commercial, you guys. We're live with Brother Panic, and we are going over Movie Madness. You guys heard it. The genius. Remember I told you, I'm only talking to the genius in you from now on. So lots of that energy. Make sure you email Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com. And if you want to get down there to see Brother Wayne Chandler live, most of you heard the show he just recently did here on The Remix. You can always go back in the archives and download that show as well, too. But email Brother Panic at AlanaLectures@hotmail.com. And then definitely make sure that you guys reach out to do that. Get your Kim decks. I see a lot of you have gotten your Kim decks. You know how to do that, www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and you can get that as well. Having a great time on the show here tonight. Don't forget to take yourself over to Facebook. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. And also, you can tweet about it. You can put it up on your blog. You can share it with everybody to pass that on. So we're going to continue decoding movie madness right here with Brother Penn live in the remix.
All right. Gotta give me a little juicy juice. All kinds of movies. A little juicy juice. We talked about Evil Dead a little bit. That was Sam Raimi. It was a breakthrough movie at the time, and he used straight Necronomicon, which most kids were into. He's a college student. Sam Raimi, if you want to know what he amounted to, he's the one who did those last, not the new Spider-Man coming, but those last three with Tobey Maguire. He amounted to that. So he was, because he was a college kid doing these Evil Deads. You will watch it, you get a kick out of it if you get it cheap. Mm-hmm. The third Evil Dead, it was all about the Book of the Necronomicon, but they did it as a comedy. Because he was somewhere else. But the first two, and the actors that they used became occult icons based upon this movie, which was cutting edge at the time. But in it, they talk about the Necronomicon straight out.
Right.
The movie everyone must see is called The Dark Crystal. Everyone must see that. That's a must see. The Dark Crystal is all about two polarities who forgot who they are, and they come back together. Jim Henson, it's like the Muppets. The Muppets. Jim Henson's Muppets. Mm-hmm. They did it as a Muppet movie.
Yeah.
One of the most powerful movies on the planet of consciousness. I would say this is almost second or third to the movie They Live. You know, as motherfuckers, remember when it was Conspiracy, everybody with a kufi would bring up the movie They Live. Now everybody with a goddamn head wrap on or a goddamn kente cloth. Have you ever seen The Dark Crystal? Yeah. It's about this dark and light that are bonded together. When one dark guy died, his light counterpart died. Same thing again that we were talking about all night. This dark and light is connected. You're not overcoming one by ignoring the other. You're not going to do that. That's not going to happen.
No.
It is the same thing, and it is you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That, again, is in that Morris movie that I talked about last week and that I started with this week, a must-see. That's called Earthsea. There's a cartoon on Netflix called Earthsea. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the one with what's Danny Glover and the white boy who played Iceman in X-Men.
Mm. Okay.
Dark Crystal is a must-see. Everyone must see The Dark Crystal. Not only is it a fun adventure, it takes you back to your childhood. They drop cisnience in there about the feminine and masculine energy. You know what I'm saying?
Is it on Netflix yet?
It could be. Actually, this may be an 80s movie. Hold on. In fact, while we're here.
It might be on Netflix.
Let me see.
Where's all my Netflixers?
Like, let me tell you, I went to the next level with Hulu Plus. Hulu got it going on. Yeah, but Netflix, ain't nothing wrong with Netflix. Let me see. I'm on Dark Crystal. The Dark Crystal. And like, I'm sure everybody had this. You know, I would have to say about
yeah.
if this, with this whole chat room, yes, Dark Crystal is on Netflix.
All right, there you go. It's on Netflix.
So
you need to watch this thing.
One of the most important movies you can see in terms of understanding polarity. Now, a movie called Equilibrium with Taye Diggs was in it. It came out after The Matrix,
The
Matrix.
It
was a Matrix movie. Basically, what they were trying to do was shut down the passions by stealing art, chessboards, TVs, and all of this. And you know, it was one of those police lockdown things, and blah 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 blah. But it was a Matrix movie, and conscious people were talking about it at the time. Legend with Tom Cruise, another old school movie.
Tom Cruise is
young, and basically they steal the magic, and this winter comes upon the earth. Winter representing death. They steal his unicorn, and so on and so forth. And really, it's a magical way of talking about the magic or the consciousness actually leaving the planet and having to come back, and how it goes through this winter or this, what we have now, the Kali Yuga, what's going on now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that kind of thing. Army of the 12 Monkeys, excellent movie. Semi-demiurge movie about these controllers that control you, bring you back and forth through lifetimes. And really, that you see that in the movie Dark City, how they would just change. Dark City is another excellent movie that you must see. It shows you how they were changing people. They said, all right, we just changed. They shut it down. They would shut down the city and change people's lives. So you'll be a butcher, and they would change you. You'd be rich in the next life. They just keep changing, but this dude started having recall. So in 12 Monkeys, it's a very complex and very done very well, actually. And Brad Pitt's in it, and what they start talking about is chaos, time travel, but it's about this controlling factor that lost control, fucking with time to get back in control. What people really caught in this movie, the lady that was talking to Bruce Willis throughout the movie, you hear her voice, but you've never seen her.
In the end,
you don't know. You're like, what's this ending all about? But he's talking to this lady on the airplane in the end, which was, when I watched it, I said, oh, that's the lady that was talking to Bruce Willis, meaning they got his ass. So in other words, Bruce Willis was successful, and you kind of look sad because you see Bruce Willis die, but actually if he's the kid, he didn't die, and they saved him and so on. So it was done really well, the way they did it, but it's about this controlling factor that was going through control. They lost control and gained it back. So it's kind of an Illuminati movie, but really
still
it shows that they really don't have control. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Conan, especially the first Conan with James Earl Jones, because it shows him turning into a snake. But see, the interesting thing about Conan, they did a movie about the guy who wrote Conan. I'm gonna try to find this shit real quick, so I can give you this movie. And Renee Zellweger was in it with him as his wife, and the dude who played Denzel, Vincent D'Onofrio, whatever the fuck his name is, he's got a weird name. Let me see. I'm gonna try to find this shit while we talk. And in the dude who wrote Conan used to go into channel and write these things about ancient Sumeria. And so much so that they did a movie about him going in the channel. His wife came in and see this nigga in the channel writing Conan, which means he went to the Sumerian times where Conan was born with this Arcadian, with this race, which The Rock played the last of the race in The Scorpion King, this Arcadian, when that nigga John Coffey was calling this nigga, what yo Arcadian, this Arcadian and that Arcadian, because these channels, they show that there was a black priesthood that could turn into snakes. That was none other than the priesthood of Set, which was pre-dynastic. It was Set worship. in Sumeria and in pre-dynastic times. When the dynasties came, they moved on from Set. But they used to incorporate stories to make you remember Set. So Set becomes the bad guy. And Set cut Osiris pieces up. But the burial rites in the pre-dynastic time, they used to cut up the bodies. So they were still telling you the burial rites of an old time. Older time. You can find all that shit in books by Mogg Morton. Mogg Morton. M-O-G-G Morton. The Bull of Ombost. Hold on, let me get up and read these books. The Bull of Ombos by Mogg Morton. Tankum, Meditations on Seth Magic by Mogg Morton. He's all about Seth. Tankum is spelled T-A-N-K-E-H-M. Meditation on Seth Magic. And, of course, I can't find the last one. I didn't reorganize my book since I moved. But you'll find anything by Mogg Morton. He does some fiction shit. I wouldn't really fuck with that too tough.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now the Conan show, basically the pre-dynastic time. So it was true based upon Channel. And I'm looking at Renee Zellweger's shit. I don't remember the name of the movie. If you see one with him and her together, then you know that's the one. In fact, Bobby is the actual one who told me about this. All right, anyway, Prophecy, Christopher Walken. The first one was badass. And basically what you have was he's an angel who told you, I'm sick of serving this motherfucker God. Fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck him. And basically is another Gnostic-esque movie. You get what I'm saying? They also did another one recently, which was this Prophecy with some CGI in it, where they was held up in that bar, and it was straight up just the, you know, heaven and the war in heaven just comes to earth, and they're trying to get some kid. They save the kid in the end. I can't even remember that shit. I'm sure somebody in the chat room put up. It was terrible, but it was only terrible because they already did it in Prophecy. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And Legion, right, Icy Hot.
Icy Hot.
And so it's that same story. These angels are even tired of these motherfuckers, and they always sneak in. The angels are still kind of jealous of you because you got a soul. And so what does the soul mean? The soul actually is the true light that's older than any of this shit that so-called created, that you think created you. You get what I'm saying? What you're dealing with is energies that created humanity. And you're praying to that. And your prayer and your energy to that is how that feeds. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how that feeds. Shit, them motherfuckers take over humanity. All you have to do is listen to the fucking, what's his name? The 44 caliber killer, David Berkowitz. Look at his letter. Because he's talking, he's possessed, and he's writing that shit. He said, I'm killing y'all for succulent food. This is how I feed. I'm like, that's a straight-up deity talking through this nigga.
Yes.
And that's how they feed. They feed off of your human grief. So that's you got to get into some Gnostic shit. So that's why you have a lot of grief, a lot of anxiety. And not even your big societal anxiety, your personal ills. You know, you don't like the way your titties look, your ass look, you know what I'm saying? Your arms ain't big enough and your dick ain't big enough. Your balls are too small. All of these little personal anxieties that you have are actually being fed off by the energies that create you as a human. But what you don't know, the idea is what is in you is older than what has created you as a human. And the idea is for you to realize it. The Gnostic version of the Jesus Christ is not one man. It represents enlightened beings that are trying to rise what they call the Christ energy up in you. And rising that up in you, you realize the devil is actually the human body and what controls it, which is nothing but the ego. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it becomes your own ego because it was your choice to come down here, to indulge in what you call creation. Get what I'm saying? If you see a rose, a cat, and a rat, that's nothing but an ego saying, this is me as a rose. This is me as a cat. This is me as a rat.
Right.
But see, that's what, now you understand the opposite of that, which is that statement of I am that I am. What are you?
I am that I am.
Means I don't have no ego. I am that I am.
Right.
Or in other words, even as our great white poet Eminem has said, I am whatever you think I am.
If I wasn't,
then why would you say I am?
Say I am.
Why would you say I am?
Right.
So when you have to express yourself in the form of creation, I'm a book, a rat, a cat, a gnat, a hat, sat.
I'm a teacher, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer.
Right. That's all expression. And even a little bit more, I'm talking about even as everything that's expressed, you know, a blade of grass.
Right.
A flea, not even what we call ourselves, you know, that's all
that's
ego
true.
Too, but not what we call ourselves as humans. What we call ourselves is everything because we're connected
as
to everything.
So
this unfolding of expression is only to prove a point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ain't I a beautiful rose? Ain't I a beautiful flower? Ain't I a beautiful cat? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now when you understand it's all within you and you are beyond creation, I am what I am. I am that I am, and all the rest of that kind of shit. So now, with that being said, prophecy is this angels sick of humanity's stupidity and not knowing they got the hot shit called the soul.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? They got the hot shit, and they sitting around here serving this nigga, and they tell you all of that kind of shit. So now, going on, Silent Hill. This is the movie I never fucking remember the name of, but said, "God damn it, it's gonna happen now." It was a game. In this movie, beyond the surprise of They finding out they were dead the whole time and they were in the astral world. They go to this old abandoned town. She goes to find her daughter. And you can look at that as Het Haru, the fallen daughter or Earth. And she's going through all of these things. Now, basically it comes to a point where you say, oh, you better not go in that scary shit. If she in there, you need to wrap it up and go home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically she said, fuck it, I'm going to do it. So she walks through this scary last stage. And they say these words. Here we go, a reoccurring theme I've been talking about all night. They say these words to her. Now that you went through some darkness, let me give you some light.
Right.
We can all go home now because I'm telling you, this is like what I'm telling you is not obscure and from a little bit of books.
No.
This is the study. This is some of the big revelation when you read this. Now that you've gone through some darkness, we can get through some light. Basically, now that you showed me that you're able to face your fear, we can get down to business. And then they did. So Silent Hill was excellent for that. There's a movie called The 13th Floor, another Matrix movie.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody said the nurses was off the hook. You got to remember, Isis was a nurse.
Yeah.
Isis was also a nurse. So this lady was representing Isis. The movie called The 13th Floor, excellent Matrix movie before the fucking Matrix. What you had was... these dudes created this computer program where they were going into this program, living the lifestyle that they want to live, and then the program, the computers become conscious. So it's like a pre-matrix, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
The computers become conscious and decide to come in our world, only to find out that our world was a manufactured world. And then there was a greater world than that, you get what I'm saying? So the Matrix has made famous what it was going on with Gnosticism. The Matrix has made it easy because they use someone's computer. But Dark City, as I pointed out, is also a Matrix movie. So much so that the roof scene where Trinity in the first movie is running across the roofs before she dives through that window in the first scene is the actual set from the movie Dark City, which means they factored that shit in before they did the Matrix. You get what I'm saying? And Dark City was before The Matrix. So was 13th Floor, I believe. And 13th Floor is like a straight-up pre-Matrix shit. And how you have this doppelganger. Not technically you're not a true doppelganger. Your true doppelganger is your melanin or your cop.
Right.
But how you have this, it kind of looked like dimensions, if you want to say something. And us being aware of each dimension in this movie, 13th Floor. Excellent movie.
Yeah.
A movie called Arthur and the Invisibles. This dude needs to find his grandfather, save his house. It's a child movie.
Yes.
It's a child movie. And
yes,
it's excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
He had to go see these Africans to put him in the fairy world. And he
yes,
goes does his thing
in
the fairy world. And they show you that the way through this shit is African. The whole ship is African. Very scientific. One of the best movies about fairies, The Spiderwick Chronicles. They go into this house. Their grandfather opened up the fairy kingdom, and they show the evil versus the good, of course, always. And these kids have to do this task and this world and blah, 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 blah. But excellent movie with the occult theme. The movie called Time Machine, based upon H.G. Wells, who was an occultist. The new Time Machine, he goes all the way to the future. They fuck up the moon. They do all of this shit only to find out that niggas became food for white men, underground dwellers. So instead of the food of Colin Powell and just helping them out on their midterms, now you just become their actual food.
Mm.
He said some shit in the movie. I can't remember the entire movie, but excellent to see this movie. You know, Time Machine, and they drop, you know, science all through it.
Right.
Movie called Ultraviolet, real comedic movie. ISIS saves Haru, this boy in the movie. He has a golden key. You know, he's the key. Horus always represents the key, represents the soul. So, and she even gets her information from a guy named, it wasn't Thoth, it was like Roth. You know what I'm saying? It was so pathetic. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
That movie's called Ultraviolet. Superman Returns. Of course, Superman is the Jewish Jesus with the Jewish curl. But in this one, they did the Jewish theme so fucking terrible that even goddamn, I mean, they did the Jesus theme so terrible, even niggas who follow Jesus said, okay, enough already. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Superman Return was done, but Jesus Return. But they
right.
went deep. We were channeling Tara then, and the Green Tara. And when this
mm-hmm.
movie came out, this nigga terraformed the planet into this green crystal, Lex Luthor. So it was
mm-hmm.
Satan trying to change the planet. I can't remember. Some other kid I was talking to dropped some shit on me about that shit when he was just talking. And for the life of me, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Pan's Labyrinth. Excellent
oh,
movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie about the pine. The way it opens up is enough. It goes,
mm-hmm.
There was a girl who wanted to know the sensation of smelling a rose, walking
yeah.
through the rain. She came down here and forgot.
And forgot.
They're talking about you. They're talking about
mm-hmm.
Humanity itself, how you came down here in creation, what we just got finished talking about, and lost yourself.
Right.
And the labyrinth represents your synaptic nerves, I mean your synaptic pathways in your gray matter brain. Pan represents the pineal. The pineal's labyrinth. Any movie, the labyrinth. Any movie, when you see them, that maze, and there's always this prize in the middle, the rat getting the cheese, represents the human brain going for the opening up the pineal gland. So I reiterate and I say again, go get you a pineal pack. Hurry up. Do it now. Be somebody. Do it. Now, the Pan's Labyrinth, Pan represents the pineal gland. And remember, she had to prove a few things. Was she worthy? One of the things she had to prove was she had to go into this room and not eat of the fruit. Otherwise,
right.
she would wake the
yeah.
monster. They're talking about eating of the fruit of this planet. Eating from the tree of life. In this case, he wanted her to go through the Darth. So she couldn't eat from the tree of life, which represented the fruit of this world. She ate it, the monster woke up and came, and that's what they were trying to say. Wizard of Oz is a chakra story. And in fact, I'm going to pass that one because I went into detail in my book in the chapter on the chakras, which Blue heard before on
oh,
the Wizard
yeah.
of Oz, which is badass. They went through that motherfucker mm-hmm. hardcore. That's Frank L. Baum was the writer, and all of that shit is occult. In fact, she meets the lion, the Tin Man
yeah.
next, and she meets the Scarecrow, Tin Man than the Lion. That's showing her fall, starting from the head to the heart to the animal self. And I'm going to leave that there because I went through that motherfucker, which represents all three different forms of her ego. Which at the end, the Wizard of Oz, he didn't do nothing but appease her ego so she could go home, which is some shit that I tell you about. Niggas is trying to defeat their ego, but it's about appeasing their ego. So all he did was gave the ego what they wanted. You want a heart? Here's a goddamn heart. Gave him a watch. You want courage? Here's a medal. You got courage. You want a brain? Here's a fucking PhD. Now you got a brain. They said, oh, yeah, I believe that bullshit. They appeased him, got out the way, said, now we can get down and get you home. And then tells her, you always had a way home. Bang your fucking root chakra, bitch, three times.
Right.
You always
take
could have went home.
Home.
You know what I'm saying? Home is in the heart. Home is in the mind. So in other words, you can go home once you start doing the work. You ain't stuck here. You only think you stuck here walking through the yellow brick road. And I go through the chakras. I'm going to leave it there. Emerald City, heart chakra, because I go through it hard in the book, and I don't want to spoil it. Donnie Darko. Excellent movie. He sees this rabbit of the future. In other words, they open this gateway, and it all comes down to this future experience unfolding. Very Necronomicon-esque, but ultimately that rabbit represents Ceres. Ceres represents Esther or the Eastern Star, just like Esther that we know from our poet scene, doing her thing. He's on down the road. How you know how to skip? Because I dip. Esther, the Eastern Star, tell me how you like it so far, baby pa. Let me tell you. So they represented it as the rabbit, you get what I'm saying? And throughout this movie. But what they did was created this gateway and blah, blah, blah. And you know, they showed a lot of him astral traveling and so on and so forth. It's very occult-esque. You know, I would have added more or whatever. There's a movie Frequency. I can't remember the guy's name, but Dennis Quaid is in it as the father. In real life, according to the movie, Dennis Quaid died in a fire. But his son found his father's old test tube radio, a gateway opened up. He was able to talk to his father in the past and guide him on what to do to save his life. And save his mother's life. That's what it was. His mother died. So he's guiding his father doing things, and as his father's doing one thing, the present is changing, which sometimes for the worse, for the best, and so on and so. So they open up this gateway for a while, and they manipulate time. Happy ending. So that's another occult movie that's really good.
Right.
Let me see where we at. Clash of the Titans and Rise of the Titans. Same, we already talked about that. It is that same story. We must shoot. We must stop these niggas from rising the fuck up. You get what I'm saying? So in the first in the first of the new one, Hades is saying, "Look, motherfuckers, I've been locked in. This is our story. I've been locked in this motherfucker forever. You niggas been living it up, but I'll do you one better."
Mm-hmm.
But they did drop in this one, and they said it in both of them. We need people to pray. If they stop praying, we become mortal. They said that shit straight out of Gnosticism. I just got finished telling you in Gnosticism, all your strife, all your grief, they give you this grief in your for your humanity, all your little human flaws, for you to grieve. You know, my nose too big, my nose is funny, and all that kind of shit, for you to grieve over this kind of shit, so you can be locked down, and that's how they feed, and they feed off your prayers. They told you that shit straight out in that title. Y'all motherfuckers will pray to us. And he's like, we ain't praying to you no more, motherfucker. Fuck you, die. Give him saying? And the king and queen said, we the gods now. They said that shit. We the gods now. And they gave one of the niggas came and put it on her ass for saying that shit. But Hades like, I'm tired of you niggas living it the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Zeus and you bitch ass niggas. Put me down here. Y'all niggas up there living it up, know what I'm saying? Sucking up the scene in the gangster lean. Ooh. And I'm like, but you know Haiti going, they're going to send his ass back to where he belong. Niggerville. Sent him back. Second one, they took it to the next level. They said, okay, y'all did that other fucking movie where we had the Titans fighting in heaven. You don't remember that shit? I said, oh, where'd they get that one from? I said, I know I'm going to see something from that. That was an unofficial trinity. Remember I told you, these movies that seem like they ain't got nothing to do with each other, but they're the unofficial trinity. That was it. So the Titans is fighting in heaven. Those war in heaven is on. Niggas is free. They're getting a little scrap on. Kronos is waking up. They stuck his ass back in the pit. Once again, Hades and that motherfucker shut down the soul. Straight Kundalini fire, Kronos. Their father. Niggas ain't never even saying, if you think about that, that's fucked up. They did that to their pops.
Yeah, that's true.
They did that to their pops. Somebody just wrote in the chat room, praying equals begging. They are absolutely right. But I'm going to do you one better. What I'm going to add on to that to understand it, doing magic still equals begging. It's just a better version of begging. You get what I'm saying?
It's just a better version of begging. Y'all hear that, right?
So you invoking, see, we need to get to a, see, our end result is getting to where we are not in deficit. Get what I'm saying? This internal, this everything in reality is ours. See, I was watching Malcolm X the other day, and Elijah Muhammad said this shit. He said, the world belongs to the black man. Anything in it, of it, or around it belongs to us, the black man. That shit is some funny shit for 1987. And, of course, that's a black woman. You know, of course, that is a black woman. So, really, our ultimate goal is not to be in deficit by using any means of asking. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Any means. Praying is just a lower form of invoking and laws of attraction and all the rest of that kind of shit. See, we need to understand, when I talk to these deities back when I used to do that shit, they cannot stand us asking for anything. They're not earthly beings. They don't know your plight. Don't give a fuck. Some of you motherfuckers are ancient and old and God, and I know you've been getting these readings. How pathetic is it to you to do all of this work as an ancient old being, get to Oshu, and then ask her to find you a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Right.
How pathetic is that? How pathetic is that? You get what I'm saying? So the idea is to get with these guys just for the sake of communion. I get with these motherfuckers just to sit down and see what's popping. You get what I'm saying? That's my first goal. See what's popping.
Right.
Okay, and I told you about Sai Baba last week.
Oh, yeah.
Sai Baba talking about is not that Afro nigga. Not that can we all get along Sai Baba. That's a Johnny Come Lately. The Sai Baba I'm talking about died in 1918. This Sai Baba died last year. Nothing wrong with him. That's the Indian dude that used to wear the Afro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He was practicing on being a nigga. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. The Sai Baba I'm talking about to get with is the one that died in 1918. You know what I'm saying? The OG Sai Baba. It's an OG Sai Baba. Sai Baba, the OG. Now, anyway, and I talk about he mixed Hinduism and Sufism together. So we talking about he's good for that. He wasn't into material shit. So last week I said you probably could ask him for material shit. He came to me and said, no, you cannot. You better ask him for some mystical shit. You know what I'm saying? Some mystical, magical shit. So again, like I said, asking for anything, we need to understand this because people try to pigeonhole. Well, panic's on magic, and this one's on this, and this one's on this. I didn't fuck magic. Fuck that shit.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's the best
right.
we got. You know what I'm saying? I'm on niggas finding their light wherever the fuck they find it. If I'm speaking out against something, it's only first and foremost, it's only my opinion. Do whatever the fuck you want. Do whatever the fuck you came here to do. But I ask you to chew on. When I speak, I ask you to think for yourself. How much light could you find?
That's
I say if you're going to be a Boy Scout, you ain't gonna learn no man scout shit. You're gonna
right.
learn the rules that you're gonna learn the rules of what that
mm-hmm.
name means.
What it
you
means.
Get what I'm
yep.
What it means. Mm-hmm. So whatever they do, you do. So you can't go beyond that based upon you being a fucking member of the club. And that's logical. And I'm saying
mm-hmm.
any motherfucking club. So I'm
that's
saying a motherfucking
right.
Magic club, niggas running around to my dark side, nigga. I'm a dark side nigga. You fucked up too. You were just
yeah.
fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might as well run around and say, goddamn Christian nigga and Jesus nigga. I'm Jesus nigga. Hallelujah. You might as well do that because you just as fucking stuck. You just gave up one slavery for another slavery.
For another.
You get what I'm saying?
For another.
Another. Okay. The idea is to free and become what it is. Look what's inside of you. The dark side and all that shit is a process. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a process.
Yeah.
You want to join a group, you might as well join the group because the people are so fucking fun. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're in the learning.
Right.
If you're in the learning, everything you need to learn is trapped within you.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's where you're going to find it. What I hope I try to teach is methodology for thinking for you to find your own light, not to even
mm-hmm.
find, not to rehash the light that I found.
That I found,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? Right, that I'm still
life.
In search
that's
for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That I'm still in search for. You get what I'm saying?
So true.
That I'm
so true.
That I'm still in search for. So, I mean, I'm not gonna sit out here and act like I know it all, because, shit, I'm on my
right.
grind every day. I'm looking to know
every
something different.
Every day. That's
every
right.
motherfucking day.
Every
you know what I'm
day.
Saying? I sit in the role of the student just as much as the teacher. But
that's
don't think because you fucking figured out some shit I figured out 5 years ago, you get to be the teacher. You get what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
If you got
that's
something
right.
to offer, you got something to offer, let's offer it. Get what I'm saying? You know
yeah.
what I mean? And let's get down with it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get down. That's what this
down
shit is all
it.
About. That's what
it
this
is.
Shit is all about. This shit ain't about
know
no
your
goddamn.
Magic. That's right.
Right. This
that's
shit ain't this shit ain't about no goddamn acting fucking deep. You know what I'm saying? Fucking
mm-hmm.
niggas. There's a lot of niggas around this shit that deserve goddamn Oscars. A bunch of fucking know-nothing
yeah.
ass, you know-nothing ass
yeah.
deep guys only taking advantage of you because you knew and know less. You get what
that's
I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah.
I listened to a whole bunch of lectures and started, as soon as I started to study, tried to go back to a lot of lectures, and there was a lot of failures, a lot of big
mm-hmm.
failures. Like, wow.
Right.
Oh, I get it. You read a couple of things. You read enough to know.
Mm-hmm.
What to say to me because you have the opportunity to say it. Shit.
That's right.
And when this goddamn internet came on, shit, when niggas could
oh,
find,
wow.
find out they could make their own opportunity, that's why you don't see none of the real lectures no more. Niggas figured
right.
out, well, I can invent somebody
mm-hmm.
instead of paying somebody who's
mm-hmm.
been in this. I can
that's
invent
right.
a motherfucker on goddamn
mm-hmm.
MySpace. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
so I mean, but what I do notice and what I tell when I do talk to some of the older teachers, I said, you know, they're like, man, these niggas is microwave internet scholars. I
yeah.
said, what I do
yeah.
notice from the people, and I will say this, is the need and the reality of wanting to know hasn't changed. It's just that nobody is paying for the real motherfuckers who do know. So,
that's
again,
right.
I said, well, I'm going to put
right.
my money where my mouth is. You know what I'm saying?
That's, right.
that's why we're
right.
going to get these lectures, and I'm putting on motherfuckers who do know. Don't even ask
that
me about
some
nigga who became a star on YouTube or blog talk.
Right.
I'm not doing it because, I know these motherfuckers was taught by scholars. Motherfuckers
right.
who live, breathe, and die. And I don't even see my, I don't care
right.
how anybody sees me. I don't see myself ready. I still see
right.
motherfuckers who, you know what I mean? I go on for days, but let's just get off the subject. But
right.
you should, I'll say this. You should want some higher standard for yourself.
Yes,
and who,
you should.
And who gives you this information? Popping around
that's
fucking
right.
site to site and all this by any nigga
yeah.
willing to run their mouth because you're bored, that shouldn't be enough for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be enough for you.
Right.
You should want somebody who gives you some fucking credential, somebody who
that's
you can
right.
hear, knows what the fuck they're talking about, and can tell
that's
you what
right.
book you can read to figure the shit out yourself.
For yourself.
Anybody doing
that's
that shit
right.
telling you like they came from fucking Krypton with some goddamn information that you can that they came to bring to you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas need to cut
right.
let them need to cut that bullshit out. You know what I'm saying? Like they better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like they telling any nigga telling you we need to teach the people. like the people don't fucking can't figure the shit out from themselves. They playing they playing you like a dummy. And you shouldn't even have that. Shouldn't let nobody talk to you like a fucking dummy. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's
you don't know nothing until they tell you what you got to, what you should be eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How you should be fucking. You know what I'm saying? If they not telling you in the way of suggestion and saying,
that's
well, look,
right.
this is what happened when I did it. This is a good idea. And this is where the book is. See what happens
that's
for
right.
you. And if you should not be taking that shit word for word. Try it and see where you stand on that.
That's
you know
right.
Saying?
Know what you got.
Do
know
it,
what
man.
You got.
Experiment. You know what I'm saying?
Tell your
experiment.
Alchemy. Tell your alchemy story.
If a nigga, I'm going to tell you once and for all, if anybody tells you you can't accomplish nothing unless you go through them,
then
you're a supreme asshole. You're a supreme
mm-hmm.
asshole. If you believe
mm-hmm.
that shit, you cannot get into this. You cannot access unless you do it through this rule book. You do it through this.
Right.
And you have to do this.
Yes.
See me, and it costs that, you're a fucking asshole. You're an asshole. Because, and you deserve to follow that motherfucker. If you know what I'm saying? one of the fucking laws down this motherfucker is this. You don't need nothing in this motherfucker.
Okay.
You don't need nothing. And that's true. All you need to do is be able to fucking think. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be able to fucking think,
mm-hmm.
realize. Camites couldn't
mm-hmm.
even fucking read. You get what I'm saying? Couldn't even read. So if somebody is telling you that you need to get into something, you have to do it this way, and you believe that shit, then you deserve whatever the fuck they tell you to do. You deserve it. You get what I'm saying? You deserve
right.
it. This shit is, this information was designed to be exactly that. Information. This has become some following shit. You get what I'm saying? When you look at the lectures of old, they say, look, I am offering you nothing but information. Do with it what you will.
But
do
you will.
What you will. So I'm trying to offer information, not this is right, this is wrong. I can be wrong about some shit. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I don't give,
right.
Like, where the fuck you think I get off, like, trying to be right? I don't give a fuck. I tell you niggas, I grew
it's
wings
not
out
about
my ass.
Being right.
What,
it's
not about
definitely,
that, right.
It's never been about being right. And that's one of the things. Everybody gets to be right. And so
right.
that's the wonderful
right.
thing.
Right.
It's not about being
right. The idea is for everybody to be right because
right.
you're supposed to see this thing from your perspective, not
mm-hmm.
reasoning. You're not supposed to be reasoning or justifying my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only giving what I think to be an expert perspective based upon me doing a certain amount of work and being able to prove that I did a certain amount of work. And I'm only giving you my perspective on the work, but even more importantly, I'm trying to stay within source information, meaning
right.
This is what I use. This is maybe the perspective I've gained, but why don't you go use it and see what perspective you gain? I'm not looking for you to say, Pat, you was right. I see it the way you see it. But like, nah, I see it a totally
right.
different way. Good motherfucker, that at least you did something to see it a totally different way.
Right. Yeah.
And but see, what's even worse is when these motherfuckers got to tell me they see it a different way, which means
mm-hmm.
you still arguing philosophy. You ain't got to tell me.
Yeah.
I don't agree with you. I care. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck
right.
do I care?
Right.
Know what I'm saying? You,
mm-hmm.
if you want to impress me, tell me you set yourself on fire. You get
yeah.
what I'm saying? So we still got
wow.
a page
how
and
much
a half. So
we're
going to do a third. We're going to still
do
a third show.
We'll do a third part, you guys. Let us
all
know.
Right.
Definitely leave some feedback. I know you guys are loving the movie show. It's so many to go through, so much of the mythology and so much of what's happening now. Because some of the things I want you to speak on, Panic, and I know you will,
mm-hmm.
is to talk about now how, you know, they got the new movie with Angela Jolie coming out. Snow White, she's going to be doing the remake of Snow White. They're doing
uh-huh.
all of these classics, Cinderella, Snow White. They're remaking this sort of from the dark side perspective, just
mm-hmm.
like the story that they have with the Huntsman. You'll notice that they're coming back, bringing that. So just
mm-hmm.
to kind of talk about that energy of them going
okay.
back, of remaking these classics. We got a lot. I know you got pages of movies. So,
yeah, there's still a few more pages. And like
oh,
I said,
yeah.
Everything I said is on my shelf. I didn't even go
yeah.
and, like, look. This is everything.
Right.
I just stood in front of my shelf. I watch all
right.
this shit. Anybody who's come over, they know I got rows and rows
of movies. Movies.
We'll do a part three.
Go ahead.
No. I was going to say that's excellent. You know what I mean? Like, you got to remember, you know, I mean, but truthfully, I can answer that really quick.
Right.
What they're doing is they're coming, like, we got to remember, and I've talked about it plenty of times, the earth needs to be redeemed. So they're trying to redeem itself.
Mm-hmm.
See, the ugly witch that's holding on to this false pride, this beauty, this ego, they're even now saying, like, look, the earth is going to attack us, so we have to act like we're redeeming it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they're not
going to
redeem it and be nice. They're just setting up themselves with the energy. So they're letting these innocent princesses rise up and find love and redeem themselves. You get what I'm saying? So it's not like, see, in other words, they're not going to redeem your black ass like, Calypso, I release you. Another way of doing it is showing this evil triumphant, but this ego. You get what I'm saying? I've seen both of them. Both of them. So you got this want to live forever off of earth who has to give it up. You get what I'm saying? So they're showing that. So they're yielding to us without yielding to us. You know what I'm saying? Yielding to us without yielding to us. Now, I've talked about fairy tales. Yeah, seven doors to the seven chakras. But Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, all of them represent the earth itself. Or represents humanity in the earth. We are Sleeping Beauty, and that represents your soul. So when she's like, we're eating the most beautiful, it's the most beautiful thing that you must kill so you can live forever. They just talking about sucking your soul. Why are they giving them the apple? Because the apple, same thing in Pan's Labyrinth, that's the fruit of this world. And remember, the ones who rule you said you can eat from the fruit of life. You get what I'm saying? Which in true life, you're actually sleeping down here. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Or like Adam and Eve, you're in bliss. Ignorance is bliss. So giving you that apple from eating of a tree of life keeps you in ignorance, bliss, or asleep. Eating from the tree of death or the doth is the one that wakes you up. You get what I'm saying? So giving them this poisonous apple is nothing. It's from that tree. Of what you call life. And really, I've seen niggas deal with Kabbalah, get stuck in that shit forever and go nowhere.
And you know what?
Yeah, I mean, that's common knowledge. Uh-huh.
53 seconds to go here. We're going to go into the after hour, if we can go into the after hour, but I wanted to kind of close out with those who won't be going on with us. You still have time to call in, you guys, 646-652-2711. If it's not full, I think it may be. But if it's not, you have time to call in. We may go into the after hour as far as we can go. If not, we're going to be doing part three. Don't forget to hit us up on Facebook. You know, tweet about the show. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Love it, too. Because we're going to be doing another part three. So many movies to get into. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic for all of your occult needs. PanicPack@hotmail.com. Brother Wayne Chandler is making his way to the ATL. I know you guys want to go see him. You definitely want to see Brother Chandler live. So AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com is where you need to be. So we're in the after hour. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to all of you who are not there. Don't forget to download.
Yes. I'm going to shout out GMG2000. This thing has been saying panic the whole show damn near. So,
GMG been saying a whole lot of stuff.
Okay. This is the first time I've found Esther, Sister Munya, the Mandingo Maiden. She's the Griffins in the house.
Griffins
in the house. A lot of people
Betty's
in the house.
In the house. Oh, yeah. Everybody. Abena's in the house.
Oh, Abena's in the house. Shout out to Abena. She's going to be working with the lectures. Y'all can also get at Abena. She's on Facebook. She's here. Y'all can email her here. Her name is ABENAA99. She works with me on the lectures. She handles the vendor information. She's we're going to pay for the spot tomorrow. She's another point person. You know what I mean?
Right, get at.
Get at, you know, all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. All right. Obsidian's in the house. Esther's in the house, of course. Got a lot of the Kim business class people in the house tonight. I'm so excited about that class. Don't forget, Brother Panic's going to be doing a class as well, too. So lots of things going on. Everything that we do is to empower you. And so
right. That's
what you want to do. You want to get in the place where you can know your magic, do your work yourself, and you can do it the right way. So that's what's up, you guys. Peace and love.
Satish is in the house. There's heads in the house. Satishia. How do you say her name? Satish. She's funny. If it's a who I think it is, she's real funny. Obsidian's in the house.
December 27th in the house. Let's see. It's a lot. G Beast is in the house. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of
real.
People. A lot
oh,
of
shit.
Unknown in the house.
Oh, shit. Guest 14332 is in the house. Guest 14169 is in the house.
Punk 913 is in the house. Queen Mother of Nine.
All right. The illest name
house.
I've ever seen on Blog Talk is in the house. Shabazz Pizzazz.
Yes, Shabazz Pizzazz.
Who's Shabazz Pizzazz?
Shabazz Pizzazz, I think, is on my Twitter list, too. I love that name, Shabazz Pizzazz is in the house.
That's the
yes.
hottest shit going right now, Shabazz Pizzazz.
Is in the house. Sun Chow Ra is in the house.
Sankofa, I think that's my man from Louisiana. I think that's him. If that's
oh,
him.
Yeah. And you know who else? Visual Goodies. Now, if you guys are not up on Visual Goodies makes some stuff that just make you say, you'll say it. He makes these skull heads with these crystals in the inside of them by hand. This is like one of the most dopest visual artists I've ever seen in my life. Matter of fact, Visual Goodies, we're going to be working on some things. Those necklaces he makes and puts up on Facebook, you guys need to get at them. Visual Goodies. I know you guys. There's so many of you guys we can shout out, but I just happened to see Visual Goodies in the house. Wanted to give him a shout out and make some amazing stuff. He puts
that's
all the gems and crystals as the eyes, and he has the skull heads with the necklaces that go with them. That's awesome.
Sounds tight. It is. This has
yeah.
my man, Paul Tapao, Queen Mother of Nine, who really has nine
Queen
kids.
Queen Mother of Nine, and then H3RU, which I believe he goes by, Uru, is in the house tonight. Lots of guests in the house. We know who you are. I can see you guests. I can see you guys.
Esther's in the house.
Esther is
just
in
chilling
the house.
Out, sitting on her
chilling
couch, smoking a cigarette, but with no tobacco, because she knows tobacco kills at will.
Where is La Blue? Is La Blue? Yeah, La Blue Ink is in the house, too. Can't forget La Blue.
Balot is in the house. Balot. That didn't sound like a Klingon and shit.
The wheel is in the house.
Kaplak. Is in the house.
Nancy Lockhart was in the house. I think she's still in the house, Nancy Lockhart.
Stocky Light, what your ass need to do when you go to jail? Shit, I know I need to do call Nancy ass.
Yes.
Nancy, I'm in jail. So yeah, we got
to. Right, you got to know.
I don't know. You want to do it next week again, the third part,
yes.
Or you want to?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do that. Let's do it next week again,
right,
and
we'll
definitely
week.
Get into it. Yeah, it's good.
All right.
Really
all right. I'll put up another thing because there's still another page. You know what I'm saying? There's,
oh
there's,
wow. Yeah.
You know, there's still a lot of shit. You know what I mean? And I didn't even go out to my collection. That's we could do this show for 4 days. That's how important this shit
wow.
is.
Wow. Yes. It's a lot of movies.
A lot of shit.
Get with
you know
your
saying?
What did you call it? Get with your Hulu Plus. Get with your Netflix.
Yeah, it's about the same as Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
The movies aren't it's just another one, you know what I'm saying? Netflix
mm-hmm.
is still running it though, but Hulu is if you're in that position, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just another option. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A couple of things. Oh, there's a movie y'all need to see on. It's also on Netflix called Gateway to Fairy.
Oh, yes. We talked about that.
Gateway to Fairy. It is excellent. First and foremost, all that shit that I told y'all to do to get with fairies, you got two white fairy-obsessed motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
who say every single thing I said. Poof.
Yeah.
Right on Netflix. Gateway to Fairy.
Yes.
It's no S. It's no S.
Oh,
Gateway
no
to Fairy. Gateway to Fairy. They call it the contact fairy. Like, you know, this is... And all that shit in nature, when I tell you, you'll start to see their faces in nature.
Oh,
you'll start
you
to see them taking shape, how to feed them, all of that
yes.
shit.
Yes.
Like I said, I channeled all of that shit. And they tell you
yes.
every single thing I talk about in detail. And this nigga makes this house.
Yeah.
You want to see some motherfuckers
Ooh.
Obsessed with fairies?
You
see these motherfuckers.
See
badass
houses?
Houses.
Oh, wow. You have
badass
not
houses.
Seen fairy houses. You've seen these fairy houses and seen the magic that they really get into. It's some deep stuff, but like you said,
how he makes his fairy houses is insane, right? You'll see a nigga obsessed with them. That shit ain't no novelty act. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
You'll see a motherfucker who's they show
and
this
they've
nigga
been
possessed.
Doing it for years. They've been doing it for like centuries. They've
right.
been doing it for a while, like 20 plus
right.
years. They've been doing
Eon.
It for a minute. It's not yeah. a fad for them. They do this. They live this. They do this. It is them. Yes.
Now, I'll do you one better. They said the prerequisite for all of this shit is your own. Everything we talked about, everything I've been talking about, everything
yes.
we talked about again tonight, the prerequisite
right.
for accessing that world is you first need to get your mind right and know that you can
yep.
get in that world. They
That's
said,
right.
what's blocking, motherfuckers? Is their world. He said little kids is fucked up. They have to re-give them permission to see fairies. He said the kids will talk for 20 minutes on what they see. You'll see for yourself. Gateway to Fairies.
Yes.
Excellent fucking movie.
Yes.
Two white
yes.
folks obsessed with that Wiccan shit. And I give them their little props because they do recognize fairies in Africa and all the rest of that. He said,
oh,
now we call it, they make the distinction. He said, now we got stuck on the European fairy. He said, but fairies show up in all societies, and they show some
That's
twa and some mats and all that. So they do acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? They give a whole
mm-hmm.
bunch of shabazz pizzazz in that. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of shabazz pizzazz.
Shabazz
pizzazz. You know so that's something. Shabazz pizzazz on Twitter. He ain't even hit me up on Twitter neither. You know what I'm saying?
Shabazz pizzazz.
I don't see your jazz fingers. You know what I'm saying? I need to see your jazz fingers. You know what I'm saying? You go with Shabazz Pizzazz, I need to see your jazz fingers. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you another name I really like is Zen Baby. Zen Baby is in the house. I like that name. Zen Baby.
Zen Baby?
Zen
Baby
sound. Zen Baby.
And I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to leave that one alone. Zen Baby like, fuck Panic Man. I came in showing good faith and come and talk about my name. You know what I'm saying?
Is in the house. Who else? The Z is in the house. The Z. Punk 913.
Esta.
Is in the house. Supergirl Inc. Supergirl is here.
Supergirl. Balak is here. The Z is here. Like the letter Z showed up. You know that's big. When the letter Z show up to your license, that's big. Because the letter Z got a lot of shit to do. You know what I'm saying? He's got
yes.
the letter Z got to be zebra, xylophone. You know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of niggas. You got the whole world running around talking about Ebra. You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga on blog talk. You know what I'm saying? So when the letter Z show up, You done made it. You know what I'm saying?
You done made it up.
Yeah, you done made it with the letter Z. Now, really, though, if a vowel show up in this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, like an A.
That's when we shut it
or
down.
I or you.
I know, a vowel. Queen mother of nine. I was like, do you really have nine kids? She said, you motherfucker
yep.
got that right. I said, damn. That's Kabbalistic in nature.
1-0-8-3-4-3-3-4-0.
Wow.
It's a lot of folks listening to the remix when your guest number got to go there.
I know. The Z is here. The letter Z. S-Star is always in the house.
On another note, I went to go see Cirque du Soleil and the Michael Jackson show off the hook. You guys can get to it. You need to go get to it. It is. Everyone
what is that? Niggas with hula hoops and shit?
No. This is, remember when Michael Jackson was preparing for his This Is It tour? This is everyone who worked on that tour. They decided to keep the show going. And they do from his childhood. They even bring down, like, they changed some things in the show, but they brought down, like, Michael Jackson as this animated little boy. Like, you see him a couple of times. And you get to see him performing when he's young. And then they do their dance routine. Thank you, Esther. She put it up in the room. The Immortal Tour. It, when I tell you the energy, the charge off the hook, if you can go see the Cirque du Soleil Michael Jackson Immortal Tour, it is worth it. Every penny of it. So many breakthroughs came through during the show, after the show. It's going to be in Atlanta in July. You guys, when I tell you you want to get it, I got some great seats. I'll tell you, don't pay for VIP seats. Just look for great seats. You're going to pay a little bit, but you're going to be right in the position where you can just feel, capture, and know the energy. And when I tell you the Immortal Tour was that, and you could feel Michael in the house, and you can even see the dancers, they got so emotional doing some of the dances because of the spirit of Michael and how they do it. Anybody who's been there, we got to talk about this on one show. You guys know what I'm talking about. Like, even in the beginning when they're kind of running up the wall and they're doing all of these different things, it's one of the guys who's one of the Spanish dancers that dances up front. He breaks down crying. Like, he may not break down every city, but I got a chance to kind of talk to some of them. Just that spirit of Michael. They could still feel it. Because he's there, especially when they go into Can You Feel It? So all of his band members that play with his band, they're the real people that toured with him. Because I was like, damn, they good. Well, this is why they're good, because this was what he was preparing the tour for. You get to see the tour and you get to see Michael in a way there, and they really, really bring it, and the energy is, whoo! You could tell that Michael put that show together. You could really tell. Mm-hmm. What? I don't think so, Sunchild Ra. I think that if your mind takes you there, you need to twist that. There's no way that anybody could stand up to that. Let me tell you how you can do a test. Somebody is saying that they're trying to make certain people the new Mike. If you have an iPod, put a Michael Jackson song on your iPod. And then, you know what I want you to do? I want you to hit the genius button. I did this on my iPod.